Kevin Martin here with Infowars.com, and we are here in beautiful downtown Austin, Texas, and we're here to see what people think about Donald Trump and his travel ban. Let's go.
What do I think of his travel ban?
Yeah, of immigrants, Muslim immigrants.
It's the f***ing worst.
It's the worst? And why do you say it's the worst?
It's discrimination.
Discrimination against who in particular?
The human race.
What do you think about Donald Trump's travel ban? On immigrants, what do you think?
He's our president, I like it.
So you like it, huh?
Yeah.
I would wholeheartedly agree with you. Why do you like it?
Why dispute it?
It's protecting the American people, right?
Well, I'm fighting.
I wholeheartedly believe. And I'm Kevin, I'm with InfoWars, and we're just asking people what they think about Donald Trump's travel ban of immigrants.
I think we should help people that don't have it as good as us. So I think it's not right to ban them.
Yeah, because everyone's just human. Like, everyone has the same qualities that everyone has. We should each have the same opportunities, and it sucks when we're limited to those opportunities, and we limit these people to not necessarily getting a chance to kind of just live and live the American dream that we're supposedly trying to fulfill. And I know and I'm saying that from my stance because I came from a school that it felt just like the same kind of thing. Like, we were limited to the opportunities, and now I'm over here at UT Austin, and it's so great. So that's so unfair for, like, knowing that some people are going to be limited to, like, not being able to see these opportunities. And just, he shouldn't be doing that, I think.
A lot of people in Austin are liberal, they were for Hillary. So, like, I'm kind of scared of my views, but I actually support Donald Trump and that we need to take care of our people.
The American people first, right?
Before helping others.
With all this stuff going on with Donald Trump and the Trump administration, the new presidency, what do you think about the immigration ban? What do you think?
I think it doesn't exist, right?
It was appealed. So what do you think about proposing the immigration ban?
I don't think you can do stuff like that. The people have spoken, and it's not going to work, man.
So do you think it's unconstitutional?
Absolutely.
Now, were you an Obama supporter? Were you a fan of Obama?
At times, yeah.
Okay, now, we see all this stuff about being unconstitutional, but Bill Clinton and President Obama did the same thing when they were in office.
Right, right.
So what about that? Was that unconstitutional too?
Well, it's coming out of the mouth of the devil, man. You know, if Obama says we're going to do something, probably has our best interests, you know. When you talk about President Trump or whatever, you know, he's looking out for himself, and he's trying to hurt as many people who don't deserve to be hurt. So it's a little bit different, you know. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying it's not hypocritical, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't trust that guy. I wouldn't take advice from him. I don't think he can change the laws. I think he's messed up, you know, when it comes down to what he thinks his role is.
So you just think like he's kind of just like, kind of like a fake president almost. I mean, it's kind of, yeah.
I just don't think like anything nice is going to come from that dude. I don't think he has to. He's looking out for himself. So
do you think there's any way like he can get impeached? Because I know that's what a lot of people are asking about it. Like what's kind of your vision with this whole thing? I mean, I'm here. I'm non-biased. I just kind of want
to. Is he going to get impeached? I mean, I think we're at a point now where people just they just accept everything, you know, because they don't have a choice. So, like,
all right,
that'd be great, but who's to say what comes next?
You can see Kevin Martin, one of our auxiliary reporters, full report at Infowars.com. That's such a sad report here in Austin, Texas, because these people have no survival instinct, no nationalism, no common sense, no culture. Their culture is that they have no culture. Their culture is that they roll over to anything. If you don't have borders, if you don't have some basic controls, you don't have a nation. The numbers are in, by the way. Trump's been in over 3 weeks, and the numbers have barely ticked up of deportations, but it has increased of felons, aggravated felons. They're going after people that have committed crimes and fled to this nation. And there's just such massive, massive ignorance about this. And it really is a paradox where you've got people that are informed, people that aren't informed. It's very, very sad. I threw my back out yesterday going on a hike/jog. I wouldn't be here if this wasn't an incredibly important news day. So I feel like somebody's taking an ice pick on my left side, but I'm going to do the broadcast because we've got important information. This is a big transmission coming up, and I've been holding my tongue for a while with inside intel I've got, but I'm going to start dishing it out here today and tomorrow.
The carbon tax has been pushed hard this week. James Baker, former White House chief of staff, was running around doing interviews and speeches pushing the carbon tax in the name of saving the environment with his newly formed Climate Leadership Council. Mitt Romney tweeted praise for the CLC's new carbon tax plan. Even Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has supported a carbon tax in the past. This tax would be terrible for the coal industry, which Trump voiced support of during his campaign. Don't be fooled by the suggested inner workings of this plan, which would sound good to the average Joe. This is merely a psychological tactic forcing the carbon tax into your subconscious so they can eventually ram it home. The government will never pay you any money from a carbon tax. This plan is a red herring. Bloomberg published a piece praising the carbon tax plan, claiming it will save the world from climate change. Yes, the bureaucratic exchange of money will stop climate change. Give me a break. Really, this is a final attempt by the bought-and-paid-for government to have say over who gets to make what and how much, essentially burying any free market competition in taxes and regulations. This is Owen Schroyer for InfoWars.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today. This is Alex Jones. I want to tell you about a way to save a lot of money on one of the best new off-the-grid products of 2017. And seriously, I really think everyone should have one of these. I'm talking about the PPX Solar Generator System from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. The PPX is so small you can put it in your pocket, but so powerful you can run some 110 appliances at your house, like a small refrigerator, so you can keep food from spoiling. Plus, you can take it with you to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, heavy equipment, even airplanes. The system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, allowing you to create your own private power grid, literally anywhere in the world. Perfect for cabins, remote locations, anytime you need to get off the grid for a while. Go to privatepowergrid.com to watch this thing in action. That's privatepowergrid.com. Even better, use coupon code PRIVATE at checkout and get a second PPX energy unit for free. Check it out at privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com.
It's Monday, another week.
KLON, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Monday, the 13th day of February, 2017. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. I have known for 2 weeks that Donald Trump has been looking to replace Rince Priebus. And I called Roger Stone about this last week from several of my other sources, some of them right, obviously, inside the White House. And he said, you know, I've just been learning about this, too, but we don't want to put this out because Trump doesn't want leaks on leaks. But I called Roger this morning and I said, you know what? I got to do my job here at a certain point. I mean, I'm not going to leak stuff that hurts the country. I'm not going to leak stuff about Trump's agenda. of trying to restore the republic and cut taxes and things like that and, you know, end the war on the family. But when I sit here over and over again knowing things and then it comes true, what my sources tell me, but then I'm just told this so I can map out what's going on, but I'm not allowed to say it on air. It's very, very frustrating. And I'm not going to break confidences today, but now that this stuff started coming out this weekend, I can talk about it. But that's what's frustrating. It always ends up coming out, but then they get to spin it. So it's detrimental. So I sit here and I keep my mouth shut with our Secret Service contacts and Defense Department contacts and just all of it. I mean, I know stuff that'll make you lose sleep at night. And let me tell you, once stuff you get told comes true like 20-something times, you start really paying attention. And Stone agreed with me this morning because I didn't get the info from him. And he's got more sources than I do. And he didn't tell me everything. Because what's the point if Trump's not going to act on this stuff? And then I put it out. The media is going to run crazy with it and say, oh, look, you know, Alex Jones put this out. And then Trump reads that. So I just sit here and watch these wolves tearing at Trump and tearing at the American people. And I respect the president enough to think he knows what he's doing, but he certainly does. But I knew weeks ago that the president was going around because it's a process. Trump goes through a three-part process. He walks around and says, how do you think Rince Priebus is doing to a bunch of people? Friends of his, people in the White House, folks he has dinner with, you name it. And then he starts asking people, you know, who do you think a good replacement for Rince Priebus would be? And when you get into that second phase, the next thing is Rince Priebus has dropped the ball. Rince Priebus is a problem, and I'm getting rid of him. What do you think about that? And we're now entering that phase. A few days ago, over the weekend, he had a lot of friends over for dinner at his estate. It also has a big country club on it, one of the most famous in the world. And Chris Ruddy, who's a known member there, who I ran into at dinner a few weeks ago, the night of the inauguration, went on CNN. He's joining us in the next hour and said, no, I talked to the president. And he said, what do you think about Rince Priebus? Think he's doing a good job? I got some problems. So he goes on CNN Sunday and talks about that, and then he starts getting calls from high-level people in the White House from a certain camp in the White House. There's camps saying, back off the story. And I didn't get that from Ruddy. I called Ruddy up this morning. And talked to him, and he agreed to come on. They're obviously telling him to back off. Look, facts are facts, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what Trump's doing. I've been told by six different people that Trump's going around saying, what do you think of Rince Priebus? What do you think of the job he's doing? Now, that's only when he's thinking about, do I like somebody or don't I? And then he's going into the second and now the third phase. Now, I don't want to sit here and announce all this and then have a bunch of people in the establishment come defend Priebus and then somehow he ends up staying in the administration, because I think Rince Priebus is terrible. He is a minion of Paul Ryan. And you notice on Friday I said, next week I'm going to announce some big things because I knew this wasn't going to end up not getting out soon. And you notice I said Rince Priebus is probably the leaker. No, Rince Priebus is the leaker. And folks in the White House know it's Rince Priebus. So when I say I'm in over my head, everybody's in over their head. So I've just got stacks of lists here of just points and intel and what's going on inside the White House. But it's public as well. The State Department is completely ignoring Rex Tillerson. That's even after 1,000 people resigned and left. Others have signed a letter, you know, decrying Trump and his travel ban that's only the law. And they're openly now trying to say Trump's a Russian agent again with no evidence. And openly trying to block the Le Pen election in France, because the Muslims are in their third week of trying to burn down Paris and other towns and attacking people. And the French news keeps saying anti-police unrest. No, it's an Islamic uprising, just like the last 50, just like the cities burning in England a few years ago. Riots outside Paris after police claim an officer's alleged rape of a black man was an accident. And again, that's the Washington Post just taking some side point, like saying that a trailer about Muhammad is what caused Benghazi. It's made up. They just want to divert it off into the police. And again, it's not the police are perfect. It's that the globalists everywhere are going to use them as the governmental scapegoat. The higher up globalists that are ripping everybody off, every time there's a bunch of anger, they go, oh, it's the police. See, blame them. That's the lowest level. It's a total cop out. It's a total scapegoat. So it's not that she's super popular in all the polls, according to BBC and Vice and all the usual suspects. No, no, no. The Russians are going to hack it. That's right. That's why the French want their sovereignty back and don't want another million or two, you know, military age men to pour in and rape and burn and run around arrogantly doing, you know, whatever they want, giant gangs. I mean, France is on its deathbed and is finally having second thoughts about killing itself. Beautiful country, amazing culture, flushing itself down the toilet, run by a bunch of socialists that hate the host. So now they're making a big to-do there so they can, quote, federalize the election and steal it, make sure the super unpopular socialist stays in over the super popular woman who's super smart, has a great pedigree of liberty, and is basically like Donald Trump. Calling her a racist doesn't work anymore, so with no evidence, of course. I mean, they indicted her last year for saying this Islamic invasion is the greatest threat to France since the Nazis invaded. And they indicted her saying for racial incitement. Of course, it's a giant cultural threat to bring in millions and millions and millions and millions of people a year that absolutely say they want to suicide bomb you and take your culture over. They just banned Valentine's Day in Pakistan, folks. I have nothing against Pakistani folks. They're great. They're smart. Those are heretics, though. They're people that want to come here and get away from radical Islam. They'll drink a beer with you. They're funny. They're smart. They're great people. And they'll say, yeah, I don't like radical Islam. But the people running are out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And it's incompatible. They pour acid on women's faces if they talk back. I can't watch one more feminist run around and lecture me about how I'm oppressing women in the West when they're trying to destroy it and have made a sickening alliance with radical Orthodox Islam. Okay, I literally have like 50 stacks of news here. I mean, this is just so over the top how much I've got. I've got a whole other office full of stuff I want to get to that I forgot to bring in here. So I want to really try to focus today and do as best I can to cover all this. But in a nutshell, Trump doesn't like Rince Priebus because Rince Priebus is blocking his agenda and leaking information and will also call people in. I've got their names. And high-level people, advisors of the president, and will say, what you're getting here is the rest of the story. We'll say, the president has fired you. I want your resignation right now. And then the individual goes and thinks about it, makes a few phone calls and goes, I want to see the president. Goes in and sees the president. The president goes, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. I don't want you fired. And then the president sends the individual out of the room and says to Rince Priebus, how'd that happen? Oh, I don't know, sir. Some confusion. Uh-huh. I mean, if Trump wants you fired, he'll walk you in and say, you did this, you did that, you are fired. You are incompetent. And I want you to make sure there's a smooth transition with your replacement, or I'm going to make sure you get blackballed. Is that understood? That's what Trump does. He looks you right in the eye. He doesn't go tell Rince Priebus to go tell some senior person, we want your resignation. Or he has the vice president fire you. He doesn't have Rince Priebus do it. So Rince Priebus thinks he's the president, okay? He's on a power trip. I'm going to skip this break. This is too important. Sorry, I didn't tell you. And so that's what's going on. And I knew this 2 weeks ago, 15 days ago, actually. And I've sat on it, and that's fine. And then Chris Ruddy comes out, to his credit. I've been very supportive of Ruddy at some times and critical of him others. I was probably too mean a few weeks ago. I apologize. We've had some good talks. But it was late at night when I ran into him in D.C., and we were being a little bit smart out to each other. But everything's good. The point is that, he's there. They're having dinner. He's friends with the president. He's been members of that club for decades. And they had a, talk that Trump does. And the truth is, from what I heard is going on, Ruddy dialed back what really went on CNN, according to what the standard thing the president's saying. The president is talking about Priebus to everybody. He's getting ready to blow him out the airlock, folks. He'll be gone within 2 weeks. Just like I told you, Mitt Romney was never going to get that position as Secretary of State. He was being trolled, and Trump was pumping him for information on who else was involved in the neocon plots against him. And I can't believe these guys can't strategize as good as the president. They're just not smart. They're yes men. He's self-made. But I'll be clear. I don't like, from all my intel, because I'm not snooping around behind the president. I have my show. I have my audience. I'm here to defend the president because he's carrying out an agenda to restore the republic. You remember Roger Stone coming on here first telling you weeks before he will not be hired. This is all to torture him. And that wasn't Roger Stone just guessing that out of the ether. I'll leave it to you at that. We have Chris Ruddy on CNN talking about it this weekend. Here it is.
Howard Stern recently said, I don't think being president is going to be good for Donald Trump because the president wants to be liked. And when you're the president, you're the most hated person in the world. Look at what happened to President Obama or President Bush before that. Do you have that same sense after talking with Trump on Friday?
Well, I think he is a little sensitive to the press criticism. He's been in New York media circles for years. You can't get into a tougher arena than that. He's been fighting a lot of big fights through the years. This is a guy that's battle tested. I think the problem is not so much him. It's the White House. The White House is showing, not the amount of order that we need to see. I think there's a lot of weakness coming out of the chief of staff. I think Reince Priebus, good guy, well-intentioned, but he clearly doesn't know how the federal agencies work. He doesn't have a really good system. He doesn't know how the communications flow. I think Sean Spicer's doing a very good job under difficult circumstances, but I do think the president's not getting the backup he needs in the operation of the White House and sometimes the pushback that he needs, which you would have with a stronger White House counsel. Chief of Staff.
I agree with that statement. The media wants to get rid of Spicer because he is pretty effective and smart and good on his feet and comes across as genuine and honest. But he was brought in by Reince Priebus. Priebus is terrible. And they're all running scared of the establishment. And that ties into this whole General Flynn situation. Flynn technically, is the National Security Advisor elect on December 15th, they're already making calls to world leaders. They're setting up calls to other world leaders. He's setting those up for Trump. And the Russians bring up, what do you do about sanctions? Well, I'm sure you heard the president-elect say he wants to try to normalize things and have a good relationship with Russia. We'll see what happens. Then the media says, did you talk about sanctions? They go, no. But see, it's all lawyers speak. Of course, Flynn didn't talk specifically, he just repeated, and of course, the CIA and NSA were recording all of it, and still, at that time under Obama, working against President-elect, so now they have that info in a new dossier that he did when he was setting up a call for the president. Of course, the Russian ambassador goes, hey, what about these sanctions? Well, the president says he wants to work with you and have open relations and a whole new, clean slate. So that's the president's view right now. We'll let you talk to the president. So technically they could say, you did discuss sanctions with the Russian ambassador over the phone. Like, it's dirty for the incoming national security advisor to talk to the Russian ambassador. We can put that back on screen. Report, Kremlin denies Flynn and ambassador discuss lifting sanctions. Because they didn't. But they have people that were always there at his side, like Reince Priebus reporting this back. And you have the calls being recorded officially and unofficially, so people can't make claims on either side. And the Russians bring up the sanctions. We want to discuss the sanctions when we talk to the president. Do you think that's going to happen? Yes, you know he wants to have a clean slate. He wants to work towards that. That doesn't mean Flynn's making the decisions or he did something wrong. But the media goes, oh, my gosh, the national security advisor-elect under the elect president setting up phone calls with world leaders working 18 hours a day. He's a loose cannon. He's dangerous. He's bad. That's why I totally reorganized special forces and reorganized all the branches working together to gather intelligence. And that's why he did such a great job revamping as the head of defense intelligence. That's why Trump's got him, because he's one of the experts on defeating Al-Qaeda and ISIS and respected across the board. And they want to get rid of him because he knows what's going on. He's a patriot. But don't worry. Even if they get rid of Flynn, he's already talked to the president for hundreds of hours. The two really hit it off over the years. And the intel Trump's got dovetails with all the information that Flynn's got him. And there's other great generals in there. So if they think they're just going to get rid of one guy, it's not going to happen. Here's what else is going on. This news I've got, because I've just decided to start dumping all this info. Dealing with Trump's private chief of staff, the head of Trump security, it's not the Secret Service, it's the spy groups, the intel groups are claiming, oh, these people aren't vetted, you know, longtime New York cops, war heroes, you name it, people that have worked for Trump 20, 30 years, we want them out of there. We don't want you having your own Praetorian Guard. And they're trying to make him and push him, just like they did with his cell phone, to give up security he's had for 20-plus years and that he trusts and that are another line of defense around him. And if Trump does that, the word is, and I got this from multiple high-level sources, they have decided to try to kill the president. High-level groups have. It's pretty obvious. They've got it all over the media selling the idea and that trying to get lone gunmen to do it or lone wolves to do it. But they are going to have some type of patsy show up, take a shot, and they're going to have the other shooters there, or it's going to be a bomb. And the folks, the New World Order is crapping itself. Trump is killing the whole Goldman Sachs initiative, the J.P. Morgan Global Government Initiative. They gave 100% of their money presidentially to Hillary, zero to Trump. But they have their talking point out of Goldman Sachs talking points, Huffington Post, CNN, MSNBC, the Daily Beast, that, I mean, it's just crazy that he works for Goldman Sachs because he hired three people that are patriots from Goldman Sachs. Yeah, if you're a top banker or merger and acquisitions expert or somebody that raises money in Hollywood, and I mean, you're an independent, wealthy person, chances are you've worked with Goldman Sachs. It'd be like in the Revolutionary War, you know, if we got German defectors, and that's a lot of our key defectors from the British force were Germans who wanted to be in a free country. That'd be like saying, oh, we don't trust you now that you've come over and given us all the intel. It's ridiculous. That's what happens when you start winning. Everybody starts landsliding over to you. But it's not like Bannon just started this. For 20-plus years, he's had his conversion against the globalists and been fighting NAFTA and GATT and globalism and open borders. Everybody knows he's got a pedigree that's perfect when it comes to being a libertarian conservative. Mnuchin fought NAFTA and GATT and globalism and doesn't want one-sided deals. It's the same. But again, I just keep hammering that talking point back at him because it's a fact. I have a royal flush to prove you to be intellectual fools that keep saying that. Or people that are just lying and know you're lying. 100% of the Goldman Sachs presidential money and PAC money went to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Zero went to Donald Trump. And they went so far as to have a corporate rule, which some argued wasn't even legal, barring employees of Goldman Sachs giving money to Donald Trump as a stipulation of working there, because they know there are some people there that actually like Trump. They went so far as to say you cannot even give money to him. Goldman Sachs bans employees from donating to Trump. There it is. But allows Clinton donations. See? Boom. I mean, that's Breitbart. Again, the evil Goldman Sachs guy that's battling Goldman Sachs. I mean, it's so sophomoric of pseudo-intellectuals that are mental morons, you know, that say, I'm backing Goldman Sachs or I'm backing a warmonger, Trump. Trump wants strength, peace through strength, and he wants to take out the Al-Qaeda ISIS forces that the globalists have grown that are a real threat. That's called peace. They're attacking us. We're attacking back. Trump has the entire globalist system against him, and all the fake leftists don't want to admit it, so they're calling him a warmonger because they're intellectually bankrupt, degenerate losers, part of a loser culture. We'll be back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. And we have to bring every one of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American.
American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
A lot of times, I don't want to get into a really huge subject because I'm cogitating on it. I'm thinking about what are the big keys to it. And why am I so frustrated? Why do I not want to go on air with these huge bombshells? Why do I want to keep thinking about it before I present it? And a lot of that is that I'm humble, I have respect for this audience, and I have respect for the amount of information I get from people that really trust me. And it's weird. I get so much info, and sometimes people say, don't tell anybody about this. But other times they say, it's up to you what you do. We think you know best. And it's just like, you think I know best. It's that powerful people really giving you the respect of what do you think we should do. And it's just, it's a great responsibility. It's like the Spider-Man line, with great power comes great responsibility. And I don't say that from a power trip position. I am, quite frankly, I ask God for this power to fight the globalists, and now I just get more and more and more because you are awakening, you're taking action, you are the power, we are the power. But I just asked God for total guidance in all this, and I was praying literally just quietly saying, God, what is the answer? What am I missing? What is the key? What is the point to make about this Rince Priebus thing? Because I wouldn't be making such a big deal about it if it was just some chief of staff and those come and go, and then it hit me. Because it's not going to stop with Rince Priebus unless Trump puts in the right people. He thought, and I'm sure he's right to a certain extent, he can bring in part of the Republican establishment to carry out his agenda. Plus, it's a huge government that's openly in mutiny against him, and it's a huge system, so he needs some of the people that were there to know how to operate it. It's like if you don't know how to fly an airplane and you got to get off, you know, someplace because, you know, the country's falling to tyranny or whatever, and you're like, are you a pilot? And the person may not even be the best person, but they know how to get the plane off the ground. And so we're all kind of in this plane with Trump and some other people, some good people and some bad people, and hoping we can get somebody in there that knows how to land it. The government, the media, Hollywood, it's all an open revolt. So here's the big issue. Chris Ruddy's joining us in the next hour because he's one of the first people to go ahead and talk about what we knew was there. Then the avalanche started in the New York Times and the Washington Post and everywhere else that Rince Priebus is in over his head. Rince Priebus is going down. Rince Priebus. But why has Trump lost confidence in Rince Priebus? You're hearing here why he has. And it's because he is a giant leaker. He can't help but tell the Republican establishment that created him, Paul Ryan and others that are openly on Soros' payroll. He can't help but give them information on what's happening in those meetings. He thinks he works for them and the Republican power structure, not Trump and the American people. So Trump's got to keep people in there like Bannon and Flynn and a few of the other good ones he has, like the Attorney General, who's another great person, Sessions. Because all the rest aren't working with Trump. They are undermining him and they plan, and here's the big enchilada, to set Trump up with Russia information and try to help the Democrats have a successful coup, basically, politically. That's one of their main plans. That's plan A right now. Plan A, they're going to go ahead with the Russia thing. The State Department's openly cooking up stuff right now against France and Trump and basically anybody that's supporting Trump, like Roger Stone, zero connection to Russians. They're putting out everywhere that he's a Russian agent. He's been poisoned. They're saying, I'm a Russian agent. It goes on and on. And that's how Priebus operates with Trump. He comes in, he says, sir, they're going to say that it's Russians, so we've got to get rid of this person and that person. And Trump's like, did I tell you to get rid of those people? Well, no, sir, but I just thought I'd tell him to go ahead and quit because, you know, I'm the chief of staff and you're busy. Oh, you're getting rid of senior people in my name. Don't do that anymore, Rince. And then Rince kisses up and then sneaks off. And Trump knows exactly what he's dealing with, so he's going to watch. He's going to Mitt Romney, that little rat, very, very soon. And all of Mitt Romney, they all come out of the same rat's nest. Paul Ryan's the worst psychopath out of central casting. And they all think they're invincible. They all think they can defeat Donald Trump. They can mount his head on the wall. They already tried to steal the primary from him, steal the election. They all went along with the Russia thing, John McCain, all of them. And they're all over there convincing themselves in their war council with Obama, who's moved in 2 miles away and is forming has a literal bunker he's going to run a alternate White House out of with all the foreign Goldman Sachs money. That's in mainstream news with a, quote, army of 30,000 activists, his new civilian army, to try to overthrow Trump. And all the universities and all the media and everyone organized against him. That's out of the New York Post. So here's the big news. It is Rince Priebus and others that are in there basically trying to get Trump running scared of this made-up Russia crap. And Trump's like, we made an alliance with Russia years ago to start taking down ISIS. And blocking Obama, our own military is advising me to do this. They're saying Russia isn't an existential threat, that it's China, that this makes sense to have this alliance. And Rex Tillerson is saying the same thing. It's not about money. It's about victory globally for freedom. And a new alliance with Japan and breaking up the euro and getting sovereignty back in the UK. It's an alliance with the UK, euro states that break free from globalism, Russia and Japan. And Brazil, or anybody else that breaks away. This is the new strategy that will win for this country and the world. This is a strategy based on justice and wealth and victory. But the globalists with the EU and the Goldman Sachs crowd in China, they at Davos, I told you this months before, I said, watch, China will be their big defender. China will be who's going to, quote, save the one world government. And sure enough, they came out and announced China to save the world government, China to help censor the American alt-right, China to advise and help defeat the uprising in Europe and America. They openly talk like this at Davos to themselves like you're animals, like you can't read what they're saying. Then they go on the news and say, Trump, Russian, Alex, Russian, Drudge, Russian. This is a joke. So that's what's happening right now, and Rince Priebus is the third column, or fifth column, if you want to call it that, inside the White House, whether he's a moron, a quisling, I mean, the guy looks like a golem-like creature, just a sycophantic, you know, bedwetter, who just grovels and sycophants around, and Trump has to throw him out of the room all the time. And Priebus can't stand it, because Trump works 18 hours a day. And Priebus doesn't like to work more than 10 hours a day. And Priebus is exhausted. He looks like he's dying when you see videos of him stumbling around because he just constantly is at the president's side. Oh, sir, let me help you. Oh, people come into a meeting. Oh, I need to be in this meeting, sir. And Trump can tell who the neocons and who his enemies are because a lot of times Priebus doesn't eat. That's when Priebus can run off and have a dinner or see his family or go to the bathroom or eat something or get his hair cut. Is whenever one of the establishment comes in, people's like, oh, I'll leave you now, sir. Bye-bye. Oh. Like Trump doesn't know this is going on. Oh, Paul Ryan drops by. Oh, I better leave. Oh, bye, Paul. His boss. Rince Priebus' boss is Paul Ryan. That's his boss. Just like Newt Gingrich is a Rockefeller Republican. That's where he came from. And a globalist. And Trump knew that. He just used him to get into power, and now he's flushing him. Don't you love how he's blowing the globalists out the airlock, not the patriots? But they are pushing hard to do that. So normally I could care less who's in an administration. They're all globalists, Democrats, or Republicans. It doesn't matter. It's just different piles of you-know-what. With this is a real battle. This is really, really important. And so the reason Priebus is so important is he's in there leaking and pushing narratives and making it look like that there's actually some Russia connection. And he's the, quote, credibility. He's the double agent, folks. Rince Priebus is the double agent from all the research we have and from my sources. And I've known this for really over 2 weeks, but it was clear 2 weeks ago that Trump is also priming the media. You know, you like Rince Priebus? I've had some problems with him. I think he might be a problem getting some of my agenda done. Absolutely he is. Oh, the president's not going to drain the swamp, Rince Priebus. Newt Gingrich made up to undermine the president. Oh, we're not going to get tax cuts this year. Donald Trump's like, the hell we aren't. Oh, we're not going to quite get rid of all of Obamacare. You know, just on and on and on out of Rince Priebus, Rince Priebus, Rince Priebus. You'll see Paul Ryan say something one day and then Rince Priebus says it the next as if the president said it. We didn't elect blue-eyed Paul Ryan. And nothing against Paul Ryan, but, you know, he's just got those little light blue eyes and a little movie star dark hair. And he has that little fake, I'm the good boy next door. Look, that guy looks like a literal psychopath, okay? He thinks he's better than everybody. He thinks he's going to die. He's another soulless globalist, and I can't stand Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, if it's the last thing InfoWars ever does, we're going to politically wreck you. You understand that, punk? You are the biggest backstabbing, open border promoting, anti-gun, pro-Obamacare slime ball I've ever seen. But you always say the right thing, don't you? But at the key clutch time, you're a big, fat Benedict Arnold with your Eddie Munster haircut. My whole life I've dealt with these so-called alpha males that aren't alpha males. A real alpha male wants to empower the species, Dumbo. Why don't you try to be one? And Lindsey Graham and John McCain and all these other psychopaths. They make me sick. And they're working overtime to hammer the recovery. Goldman Sachs is working overtime to implode the economy, openly announcing, telling their investors, dump everything, it's over. But it isn't working, isn't it? You use bubbles for your big fat selves to give yourselves trillions and then give none to the people. Trump is going to use a bubble to flood the people with money. And it's dangerous, by the way, but we're going to go down if he doesn't. So he is injecting adrenaline right in our heart right now, trying to get the needle through the rib cage. And Paul Ryan and the Democrats are all trying to keep his hand from getting into the heart with that needle. And they're rolling around saying, why don't you stick the needle right here, Trump? We want that adrenaline. We want it. 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 It's ours. Why? So you can have billions more in your Swiss bank accounts, you jerks. Fly around on bigger private jets on your little power trips while you piss on America because you want to conquer us. It's all a metaphysical pissing contest with you, isn't it? I see you. So that's some pretty heavy, important stuff. I got a lot of other really riveting news here, obviously, to cover. But, I mean, that's the big issue. Rince Priebus and Paul Ryan and all of them are enemies of this country. And they're in there playing all sorts of dirty little tricks to try to make Trump's constituents angry, to start undermining him, to say, look, sir, you've been abandoned by your base. You better go with the Republican establishment now. That's the strategy. Your strategy failed, sir. You're wrong. Yeah. I knew they were doing that and privately talked about it. And I mentioned it some on air, too. But remember the Washington Post article? Trump's biggest problem is his base and Alex Jones. If we can get them to abandon Trump. I mean, I love how they write these articles like we don't read them. Again, they're so arrogant that they're doing it right in front of you. And they think you don't see, they think you don't know. There's something about beta males that the globalists hire and put in charge where they think they're alpha males and they always do the same little scams. So, again, they keep telling Trump in hundreds of articles a day, hundreds, do not associate with InfoWars. Do not support it. Because they know it's the zeitgeist. They know it's the power base. They know it's the spirit of 1776. They know it will kill them politically. But it's already spreading across the globe. It's already happening across the planet. So, it's not Alex Jones. It's the spirit of liberty. So, again, we don't need Trump. Trump needs us. And I don't say that arrogantly. We're the base. We're the people. We're the republic. We're the patriots. We're the Paul Revere's. We're the people that understand the score. And people are listening to us. You know why you're panicking? Because notice this Joy Villa, who I really want to get on, had her album sales explode 18,000+% within hours of wearing a Make America Great Again dress. Plus, she's a classic 1950s beauty. And she's got the real curves of a woman. And I mean, look at those. I'm sorry. She's just a beautiful creation of God, those thighs. And she's wearing this Make America Great Again outfit, this beautiful dress made by a Filipino-American immigrant who loves Trump. And it's just a joke. That's the new counterculture. That's the avant-garde. America was always the true counterculture. It was always the cutting edge. It was always the future. And they're trying to steal it from you. That's why they tell you America's so bad all day. Sure, we've done bad stuff, but we were the ideal that strove the furthest, the most inventions, the most money, the biggest middle class, the most success, the most medicine, the most art, the most literature. And the globalists hijacked that. And they hijacked the image of a real woman and then gave us some meth head look. You know, because the gay men that run fashion think that looks good. Nothing against gay men. I just don't agree with their taste of heroin chic, making women look like little boys. That looks like a woman. Let's pull that camera back. That right there is a woman. Now, let's get serious here. They're totally panicking and freaking out. There's nothing more disgusting than Meryl Streep running around again, bitching and saying Trump's a monster when the woman gives standing ovations to pedophiles and ran a movement to try to get Roman Polanski's rape conviction of a little 13-year-old girl they drugged, they grabbed, they drugged, and they raped. Talk about a weird demonic harpy slithering around moralizing about how Trump objectifies women when you support people that rape little girls. What the hell's your problem, witch? Go back to hell where you came from. Be gone! Be gone, demon! Be gone, Meryl Streep! Back to hell! Get behind me, Satan! Fall! Go back where you're supposed to go, weak one! You see, they've all sold us that God's weak. That's all a lie. God is strong. God is the heavens, the earth. God is life and death. And God is fire. The fire of wisdom. The fire of enlightenment. The fire of will and the fire of the future.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I recently, about 2 weeks ago, hired Dr. Jerome Corsi to start a D.C. bureau for us, and he's been in on the discussions for 2 weeks. And myself, with his sources, he's in D.C. He's lived there before. He's moved there with his wife and others. I mean, it's well known that Trump does not like Priebus and knows he's a leaker. And he's told Priebus over and over again, stop doing it. He's told the others, stop doing it. And they just won't listen. Trump's even tried to bring them over to his side. Trump loves to get somebody who's been brainwashed and controlled to wake up. Priebus won't do it. Now, Trump may change his mind, but the word is that he's going to be blown out the airlock. But we need to make sure he gets a chief of staff in there who will basically tell Paul Ryan and the rest of them how the cow ate the cabbage. And that means Mitch McConnell and the rest of them. That, listen, we got a mandate, a trifecta, all three branches of government. We're going to have tax cuts. We're going to repeal, you know, the single-payer mandate. He's already started that with an executive order. You're going to implement all this. All the top economists that care about the country admit we better cut taxes now, or we're going to really have the recession going into depression. Do you understand? And if they don't do what he wants, he needs to go on TV and attack them. People want that. They want action. President Trump, you've already gone up 15 points in Gallup, more than that in Rasmussen, since you got tough after the election. People see you're delivering. You take all these people to the woodshed. I know you've tried to be conciliatory. It hadn't worked. You take them to the woodshed. They are attacking you. They're making up all this Russia garbage, trying to cut out Rex Tillerson, trying to cut out General Flynn, running all these stories that Flynn's going to be released any moment because he set up a phone call for the president. And, of course, sanctions got brought up. Like, we want to discuss sanctions with the president-elect. Well, you know his policy. He says it's an open door, clean slate, but we don't know. You'll talk to him. And they go, did you talk to him about sanctions? No. Well, were sanctions mentioned? Well, yeah, they said they want to talk about sanctions. That's not talking about sanctions. Man, when I was in D.C., I'd be sitting at a restaurant, and obvious feds would come over, but foundation types, and go, I want you to talk to the president about a nuclear submarine for South Korea or for Taiwan. And I'd be sitting there going, oh, my God, they looked at who I'm with, did a snapshot analysis, and think this is something they're going to put in the news. And I learned they did this a bunch of other places with people that Trump sent to Davos. Russians would walk over at the bar, talk to him for 10 seconds, and they'd have people taking pictures going, look, he was with Russian, you know, Russian agents. Of course there's Russian agents at the Davos meeting. It's like a James Bond, you know, Casino Royale movie or something. I mean, that's all there is. And then they try to remove them that way. So that's what they're doing. I mean, I had them trying to put Russians on me when I was in D.C. that weren't Russians, obviously, popping up, wanting to shake hands with me. And I'd see somebody with a camera get ran. I'd be like literally jumping back so they couldn't set me up. And then sure enough, I'm sitting there with Navy SEALs and people, active duty. And so, of course, here comes somebody wanting to buy nuclear submarines. So they could say, Jones was there in D.C. with Navy SEALs that just so happened to be experts on submarines. I'll stop right there. And with other people and from the Trump administration. And look, it's all the, you know, selling submarines. I mean, that's my life, folks. And when the guy started bringing up wanting to buy submarines, I said, stop talking to us. Get back right now. And I looked over, and right over his shoulder was a guy with a camera and a microphone sticking out of his coat. They were recording the whole damn thing. That's what they do. That's where I live, okay? Battling for this country. That's what they're doing to Trump. They got people all over the White House looking for anything to say he's a Russian agent. Do you understand that? It's incredible. Let me tell you who the threat is. It's the globalists. It's the Goldman Sachs fifth column inside the White House that wants to destroy Trump. I don't mean the former Goldman Sachs people. He's got them to know where the bodies are buried. I'm talking about the Goldman Sachs agenda of bringing Trump down because he's destroying their entire global program. By the way, buy the products if you want to support us. We need to fund our operation. I forgot to plug this hour. Bunch of amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. The toothpaste is back in, fluoride-free with iodine and colloidal silver. Everybody should go get it right now.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever heard of Joy Villa? Neither had I until last night. Joy Villa became a star overnight when she attended the Grammys and stole the show. The singer-songwriter dashingly removed her flowing white cloak, only to reveal a Donald Trump Make America Great Again flag turned into a dress. Stunning the crowd, she proudly displayed her courage and beauty to a rush of cameras. Despite backlash from the tolerant left on social media, and who knows what from her peers at the Shammies, America actually showed vast support for Joy as she gained more than 50,000 Twitter followers overnight, was overwhelmed with support, and her album sales jumped over 18,000% to the top of Amazon and number 7 on iTunes. Let this serve as a marketing example and business model for America. Conservative values, anti-PC culture, and real unity and patriotism, this is what is truly popular amongst consumers. Villa said, "You can either stand for what you believe in or fall for what you don't. No one else but Joy Villa made the Grammys great again." This is Owen Schroyer for InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Chris Ruddy, we're going to call him in about 5 minutes, the founder of Newsmax, the guy that exposed the Clinton Chronicles, the executions, the deaths, all of it. One of the preeminent people exposing that back in the day. Obviously runs one of the biggest news sites in the world. He's going to be joining us coming up to talk about his discussion with the president over the weekend at dinner, dealing there in the Mar-a-Lago, Florida, at his estate and public club, or private club, about what happened. You know, I almost don't even want to get into this. Because I'm telling you, 99% of the attacks on InfoWars, we don't cover. Okay, we don't cover it because it just gets boring. But if it's informative, and if it can show you how they're manipulating, then I'll play it. So at the bottom of the hour, we've got John Oliver, who took a two-month hiatus after he was defeated and after all his globalism didn't work. Another person from the UK here lecturing us down our nose how bad America is. When Paul Watson does it from the UK, he's supporting what founded the country and our sovereignty, just like we supported his Brexit. We supported the people of the UK. We didn't get involved in their life. We just said, we support you and your sovereignty. Same thing Paul does. He's more American than 99% of the Americans I know. Of course, it was Brits like him that founded this country back in 1776. Because that all came out of the Magna Carta. 1776 belongs to England. It was a fight between brothers, a fight between cousins, as Winston Churchill said. Read his three-volume set, The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. It's powerful. I read that when I was about 14 years old. Couldn't put it down. But people think, you know, America's some anti-British thing. It's not. Look at our red, white, and blue. The reforms that had taken 600 years to get going in England finally crystallized here. And their parliament voted not even to have war with us at first. Until the king showed up and said, it's your duty, we're going to war. King George III. So that's one reason they lost, is the people weren't behind it. They were fighting their cousins. Literally. Literally their cousins. So, when Paul Watson promotes freedom, it's absolutely welcome here in America. But when John Oliver, with his, it's just like Piers Morgan, coming here, has his own darn bodyguards, and he makes fun of hicks and guys in cowboy hats and our guns. Then, dude, if you don't love it, leave it. And look, you have your free speech here. If you're a citizen, I get it. I have my free speech to say, get the hell out, man. I don't mind you switching sides and fighting for things you believe in, but when you come here and act like you're an American and then lecture us all day, you're walking on the fighting side of me. To quote the late, great Merle Haggard, you're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life that our fighting men fought and died to keep. You don't love it, leave it. Let this song be a warning to you. You're running down my country, hoss. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life. And that's all you do, is you run us down because you hate us, because we're freer than you. We're not domesticated. So you sit there and do your Islamic worship all day long. You run all the rest of your orthodox liberal crap. We don't want it. Your ratings are in the toilet. You're a joke. They brought you back, revamped. out of the gates to attack yours truly after you lectured us that Donald Trump could never win over and over again because, you know, you're the intellectual. Everybody knows the British accent's intellectual, even though there's no facts behind it. And now you make fun of me out of context and I'll go, look at this loon. Hey, boy, people want legitimacy. They want real. They want to hear somebody that can speak to them and touch them inside. That's what I'm doing. If I'm one thing, I'm genuine. If I'm one thing, I'm real. If I'm one thing, I say what I say. You better believe it. You better know it. That's why they always attack and say, I'm a sellout or I'm illegitimate or I did this or I did that. Yeah, I'm a sellout to my family in this country and freedom. Sold out a long time ago. They're not going to be getting me because I sold out from the time I was conscious that I wanted freedom. I sold out to justice. I sold out to free market. I sold out to Jesus Christ. Absolutely. You bet I'm a sellout all the way. I'm not a bully and I'm not a scumbag and I'm going to stand up against bullies and I'm going to run you over because I'm a stronger man because I got God on my side, punk.
Have you ever heard of Joy Villa? Neither had I until last night. Joy Villa became a star overnight when she attended the Grammys and stole the show. The singer-songwriter dashingly removed her flowing white cloak, only to reveal a Donald Trump Make America Great Again flag turned into a dress. Stunning the crowd, she proudly displayed her courage and beauty to a rush of cameras. Despite backlash from the tolerant left on social media, and who knows what from her peers at the Shammies, America actually showed vast support for Joy as she gained more than 50,000 Twitter followers overnight, was overwhelmed with support, and her album sales jumped over 18,000% to the top of Amazon and number 7 on iTunes. Let this serve as a marketing example and business model for America. Conservative values, anti-PC culture, and real unity and patriotism, this is what is truly popular amongst consumers. Villa said, you can either stand for what you believe in or fall for what you don't. No one else but Joy Villa made the Grammys great again. This is Owen Schroyer for InfoWars.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side, and as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you are dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here.
I don't think being president is going to be good for Donald Trump because the president wants to be liked. And when you're the president, you know, you're the most hated person in the world. Look at what happened to President Obama or President Bush before that. Do you have that same sense after talking with Trump on Friday?
Well, I think he is a little sensitive to the press criticism.
I think, he's used to, he's been in New York media circles for years. You know, you can't get into a tougher arena than that. He's been fighting a lot of big fights through the years. This is a guy that's battle tested. I think the problem is not so much him. It's the White House. The White House is showing, not the, the amount of order that we need to see. I think there's a lot of weakness coming out of the chief of staff. I think Reince Priebus, good guy, well-intentioned, but he clearly doesn't know how the federal agencies work. He doesn't have a really good system. He doesn't know how the communications flow. You know, I think Sean Spicer's doing a very good job under difficult circumstances, but I do think the president's not getting the backup he needs in the operation of the White House and sometimes the pushback that he needs, which you would have with a stronger White House counsel. White House chief of staff.
All right. Chris Ruddy really doesn't need any introduction. Everybody knows Newsmax from Fox News and one of the biggest news sites in the world. The guy that first exposed, the Clintons and all those scandals. And I 2 weeks ago knew that Trump was asking folks, hey, what do you think of Priebus? I've really got problems with him. And I didn't want to leak that info because Trump hates leaks so much. I don't want to leak on leaks, but I'll just say it now because it's coming out. He's one of the big leakers. And he keeps giving info to Paul Ryan's the word. And I know that Chris Ruddy is a member of that exclusive club that's Trump's. I know that he's friends with Trump. That's on record. And he talked to him this weekend out there while the Japanese prime minister was there, there in Mar-a-Lago. And from the little birds that I talked to that were also there, they were hearing some of the same stuff. Mr. Ruddy has had a kind of filtered version of what was being said. Now I know that Ruddy, I didn't get this from Ruddy, is getting phone calls from certain people saying, why don't you walk this back? So we'll find out exactly what did happen. And I appreciate Chris Ruddy of Newsmax.com joining us, investigative journalist. Thank you for joining us.
Alex, thank you for having me on again. It was many years ago we were on together, and I'm willing to tell you all the secrets to you and your audience, but we got to all agree to that. We'll keep it a secret.
Exactly.
But, I'm a media person, personality, as well as running Newsmax. I tell people what I think. I happen to know Donald Trump. I've known him for almost 20 years. But my views are always my views. I do not make a pretense. I'm speaking for the president of the United States. Because you know what? And you know Donald Trump. I know you've spoken to him. He can speak well for himself. He doesn't need me to do it. But I have my own views. You know, sometimes I disagree with Donald. So I was asked yesterday on CNN with Brian Stelter. He's one of the few guys I go on CNN because I think he's fair to me, at least. And he asked me what I thought was going on. I said, look, you know, there's been a lot of screw-ups, and I think that the president's not getting his true message, which is a really good message, out. And I said that Reince is falling short. I did not call for him to be fired. I did not say that he was a bad guy. I said he's a good guy in my book, well-intentioned. I think he's very loyal to the president. But I don't think, I said at the time, I didn't think he was well served. That has morphed into a huge media story that maybe Trump wants to throw Reince over. That was not anything I'm knowledgeable about. I have no knowledge of that. I just know what I believe. And I will just tell you, like I've always done, what I believe and what I think, even if you disagree or don't like it.
Sure. And of course, this is the CEO, not just founder of Newsmax.com. Again, needs no introduction. Christopher Ruddy. I know that Jared Kushner, obviously the powerhouse, great brain, intellectual, Trump's daughter's husband, who's a big part of the whole operation, has reportedly contacted you. You guys have had some discussions about what was said on CNN.
Well, let me tell you, yesterday after my story, it blew up all across the media, I got a call from Ryan. He reached out, to his credit. He said, look, you know, I think your criticisms were unfair. He said, I think you're going to see a lot of good changes, a lot of things. We're in different, difficult, hostile work environment here. As we all know, the press is at war with Trump. And he said, we're trying to fix things and get things working properly and smoothly. And he said, you got to give us a little more time. I said, I understand it. I hear you. And I said, look, I'm willing to look at results. I'm not out to get you. And then Jared, we were speaking on another matter later, Jared Kushner, and I think very highly of him. I'm really glad that he's there because he's a very sensible guy. He's a good business guy. He's a young guy, and he's got the president's ear. And he said to me that Reince was doing, in his opinion, an amazing job. That was his words. I said, look, I'll put it out on Twitter that that's what I heard. I'm not out to get these guys. But my job in the press, and it's your job, Alex, is not to parrot, but to give honest feedback. And my experience with Donald Trump over many years is he appreciates feedback. He loves it. I've never seen a guy that wants more feedback from not only famous, important people, but also ordinary people. He's always asking people what they think and how they feel.
He certainly does that. Look, I learned weeks ago that Trump is asking a lot of people, what do you think of Priebus? And that he's even going further, saying, who do you think would be a good new chief of staff? And the word is, for folks that really know Trump good, if he's gotten to that second step, there's a very good chance he's looking at axing him. Now, I obviously sat on top of that info, even though I had it from a lot of sources, because I don't want to be involved in the inner intrigues of the White House. I want policy. I want tax cuts. I want our borders secure. I mean, I want results. I don't care about the red carpet pageantry and the helicopters and all the crap. I'm here in Texas. I've got my own thing, 45 million people a week listening conservatively. But when I look at what's going on and I see that he is connected to Paul Ryan and the Republicans are still pushing this Russia narrative, I know internally they're trying to use that as an internal coup to kick out all the people they don't like. And endangering the president in the process. There are no Russian connections, but if General Flynn is on the phone, setting up a phone call the next day for the president with the Russian president, he's on the phone with the ambassador, and they say, we want to talk about sanctions. He goes, well, sure, you can talk about sanctions. So technically, they didn't talk about sanctions. They just mentioned they wanted to talk about sanctions with the president-elect, which is totally normal. So the media is going along with this, and some of the whole establishment right-wing rhinos who tried to defeat Trump in the election, they are going along with this as an internal power play. So, I mean, let's just say it.
Well, I'm not disputing what you're saying, but on the other hand, I'm not privy to any of it, and I'm not aware that that's the case. I know, and I think we both agree, the media is like in war with the president. I was on CNN yesterday, and they spent a half hour before I went on saying the guy's a pathological liar and that he's mentally ill. Now, I've known this guy for a long time. I've interacted with a lot of his businesses. I know you've met him as well. His businesses run flawlessly. He always hires really good people.
He's the opposite of a flake. The guy has superhuman. I mean, he's even slicker when you're talking to him in person or over the phone. I wonder how the guy is. Yeah, he's got to be the smoothest person I've ever known.
Well, and he hires really good people, and there's very little staff overturn I've seen through the years. So he's not a guy like hires fire. You know, they're trying. He picked out an A team for the cabinet. They're just getting in. He's only in 2 weeks. They're not giving this guy a moment to breathe. And my problem with the White House is he's done all these good things. Excel, the lobbying ban was terrific. He's saving American jobs. Do you hear any of that talk about that? No. They're all talking about day and night about Nordstrom's and America and even like the Rhine story. I think it's an important story, but and the Flynn story, you know, they're a little bit diversions, I think. Every administration's going to have a little. This guy is the first citizen, non-politician president
sure.
in the country's history. We got to give him a little more slack than they're giving
well,
him.
Certainly they're trying to get everybody to ostracize the Trumps because they're the avant-garde, they're the cutting edge. Our liberty movement that you're part of and have been part of for 25 years, Chris, is the new counterculture. And that's why everything we do is successful. Everything they do is turning to crap now. And I'm just trying to get the establishment Republicans to realize, listen, the water's great. Get in here. Let's save the country. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I can show you the numbers. I'm going to send these to you. We had 85 million people that actually listened or tuned in or watched videos election week. Our normal's about 40-something. But now our new graphs are showing 50, 60 a week. It's exponential. Nobody's got numbers like that. And all I'm saying is we're just one show, Chris. This whole globalist thing is over. I mean, all over the world, globalism is in crisis. They're now saying that the French Le Pen leader is a Russian agent because she's ahead in the polls. No, it's because Europe's been overrun with the jihadis. Go ahead.
Look, we're facing some of the greatest crises this country has ever faced. And we need the public decided that it wanted new leadership and it didn't want the old, same old, same old. And we need to stand behind the president. He's going to have some policies. I don't know if I think that people should be more supportive of him than they are from both the Republican side. And I'm a little shocked, you know, this Russian thing, I think, is being overplayed. Because you know what? We both know it didn't impact the election at all. Hillary actually did better than Obama in many, many states. So if that Russian influence had anything to do with it, it didn't help.
Sure.
Trump won because he actually went to states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, and he started talking about the issues they care about, which was jobs and trade and border security. That's why he won. Everybody's like, why did he win? It was a trick. No, no. It was honest. He tried. So I just think that we need to be a little more fair. I try on Newsmax every day to say, look, how are we going to be fair to him? We criticize Donald Trump.
Sure.
But we also been very supportive when we can be. The media is, they're bad news. They're not good. They've been really attacking him, and I think they're vicious almost, and I don't blame them for being angry.
Chris Ruddy of Newsmax.com is only here about 6 more minutes with us. He's obviously got a full plate today, one of the biggest stories out there. Here's where I am. I've been told by multiple people, some of who you know, some of which you might not, but I've called around, that Rentz does things which he needs to stop doing, like call in somebody he doesn't like and say, I want your resignation. The president wants it. Then that person checks with the president and it's not true. So that's what Trump is angry about, is that Priebus is basically trying to run everything and leaking information to the Republican Party, that obviously people like John McCain that are out to get the president. And I don't know what Priebus is thinking, because that's what I've been told from multiple sources.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't know if that's true or not, but my experience is I believe that he's loyal to the president. I don't think he's trying to harm the president. I just think he's very new to the job. This is a guy that ran the political arm of the Republican Party for a number of years. He's a good relationships builder. He is close with Paul Ryan, as you mentioned. I think the president picked him because the president doesn't know a lot of these guys in Washington. Figured out, hey, I'll pick the head of the RNC.
He needs a guy. He wants to unify. It makes perfect sense. I'm not out to get Priebus's head. All I'm saying is I heard from a little bird that the president was asking you what you thought. And when the president starts doing that, everybody knows that's kind of the angle he does, that it means somebody's being examined. And then you don't deserve a bunch of pushback from Jared Kushner or anybody else for simply talking about the fact that, you know, maybe the chief of staff is a little wet behind the ears. So I'm glad that you've come on to talk about this.
Well, I don't want to imply that anyone, the president asked me to go forward. I just happened to have met the president, but this was not the issue that we discussed when we met. And I don't want to imply that he, I speak for myself. I go on the media appearances, I've done this before, and I do it through Newsmax, and I'm just going to continue to call it like it is. And, sometimes the president might not even like it, but he probably doesn't agree with everything you say.
Oh, he certainly doesn't.
He is, what we both agree is he's a guy that likes the information. He asks a lot of people their opinion, which I think is a great thing. And I wouldn't necessarily think he wants to, he's going to judge Reince like he judges it, all his businesses and everything else on results. And if the results are good, and we'll see in the next couple of months, he'll be very supportive of it.
Well, I hope that's the case. The few minutes we've got left here with Chris Ruddy, CEO, founder of Newsmax.com. Chris, I want to ask you two questions about the economy and then about just the whole media landscape. A lot of top economists are saying if we don't get a tax cut and if we don't get regulations cut, we're going to stall this recession into a depression. A lot of other economies are in trouble, as you know. Bubbles are dangerous. But if we've had trillions of the big mega banks who didn't loan it, and Trump saying, no, keep interest rates low, flood small businesses, the main engine, 80% of the jobs, to the people, a bubble to Main Street instead of a bubble to Wall Street, well, that will actually bring up Wall Street as well. And we've seen trillions of dollars into the stock market, all this happening. Meanwhile, I read Bloomberg and all these other publications. They're openly trashing the economy, trying to drive it down. I hope the American people realize that if the economy does go down, Trump did everything he could to save it. I mean, Ron Paul never gets a static about other politicians. And he was on 2 weeks ago and he said, oh, Trump's doing wonderful on the economy. It's wonderful. So, I mean, to have quotes like that, shows that Trump's trying to save this country.
You and I are on the same page. I think that they made a big mistake not making the tax reform and the tax cuts immediate. It takes years for that stuff to percolate through the economy. We need that injection. He should have done it, and they're doing Obamacare, which we don't like, But that's a quagmire. And it's not going to be easily fixed. So I'd rather get the tax reform policy done first 100 days. Then you work on all of the things on Obamacare, and that's going to take 6 months. So, and the president loses leverage when he gets caught in quagmire.
And notice Paul Ryan wants to do Obamacare first. He's inviting him into the swamp. Come on into the swamp, Trump. Chris Ruddy, last question. Chris, last question. Looking at the media landscape, you continue to grow, drugs continues to grow, InfoWars continues to grow. They keep calling us the fake news, and they're trying to cherry-pick a few things we get wrong about. When CNN's the fake polls, giving Hillary the questions, caught lying, backing the Arab Spring, I don't see this fake news narrative working, but the head of Google, the head of Facebook, the heads of Apple all say they want to put in systems to block our sites. And believe me, if we don't all band together, from Rush Limbaugh to Sean Hannity to Chris Ruddy to Matt Drudge to Alex Jones, we're going to lose our free speech.
I believe in net neutrality. I don't know how you feel about it, but the idea that five cable operators can throttle back our web traffic, and that was a rule Obama put through, but I think it was one of the good things. There's talk they may do away with it. I think it's a mistake. So that's one of the issues. We can talk about that offline. Two things I'm going to leave you with. One is, anybody that wants to get Newsmax or Newsmax TV, you just download the app. It's free on any smartphone, Newsmax TV or Newsmax web. Second of all, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America by David Horowitz. It's a number one bestseller. It's the best book, Big Agenda, on the Trump presidency. I encourage people to read it. You'll find out how he really plans to sink the Democratic Party if he gets his agenda through that you've been talking about.
And by the way, I didn't like Horowitz as much. I thought he was exaggerating. I really want to get Horowitz on, because did he not end up being right about the Islamic invasion?
Well, he predicted 21 things that Trump was going to do. Five of them already, no, everybody said he was lying, and one of them was this Muslim ban. So everything he's predicting so far is coming true, but he and Bannon have come up with a pretty good plan that's going to really put out the Democratic Party out of business. And if they get this through, this is a big win. And we're going to win African-American voters over and a lot of people that we didn't have in the past.
All right, Chris Ruddy, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the time.
All right, Alex. Thank you, sir. Always great to be on with you.
Thank you. Been a long time. A few weeks ago, said some mean things about Ruddy. And I'm not really. He was just, I guess, messing with me, joking around at dinner. And then I was smart mouthing back to him. And I was like, oh, that guy was arrogant. And I guess that was just all a nice, friendly joke. So it's good, because I'd have Ruddy back on and to see the work he's doing. He's a smart guy. And I want to be working with them more and more, because they reach a lot of people and have a lot of great writers and researchers. But this stuff gets very, very sophisticated. It's like basically cutting diamonds. And you got to know exactly what you're doing. Notice he's right. We need net neutrality. The problem is what Obama put through was called net neutrality, but it's an FCC takeover of the internet and communications to start censoring everybody. So they say, we're going to protect net neutrality, but then the government itself is going to start censoring, controlling, and putting filters in. So then now Trump's coming out saying, no, we're going to come in and basically not have this plan they call net neutrality, but we're going to have real net neutrality, but let people pay for extra services. So either way, it could be dangerous. We have to watch how it's developed and how it's implemented. But right now, they're simply trying to muddy the waters and confuse it. So that's the only area that I wasn't in 100% agreement with Ruddy. But did you hear the big thing? Bannon has a real plan with Trump to really turn on the economy. It's so easy to do if the globalists just get out of the way. China has 10% growth rates. We have like 2%. Or 1%, and those are fake. They've been picking the winners and losers. They've been looting America. The globalists have been screwing us over. Trump wants to preside over turning that engine back on. And that's why the establishment that took this country over by fraud is throwing everything they've got at Trump. And that's why I'm so behind Trump, because the entire Goldman Sachs New World Order is against him. And if I hear one more pseudo-intellectual, fake liberal go, Bannon was with Goldman Sachs, and so was Mnuchin. They've always supported nationalism and freedom. They're the good guys that were in the system. They're who you want. 0% of the money went to Trump from Goldman Sachs. 100% went to Hillary. And they told their employees, if we catch you giving money to Trump or catch you at one of his rallies, you're fired. And people said, is that even legal? Goldman Goldman Sachs said if you give money to Trump, any of you, privately, you're fired. Just like this lady, Joy Vilas, who has great music, and by the way, it shot up 18,000% in sales, but she wore a Make America Great Trump dress that just looks fantastic. It was made by a Filipino immigrant who loves Trump. They're saying fire her. She's getting death threats. This is just, what a cult. Everybody else is screaming, yelling, demonizing, Trump. And this lady is smart. She supports Trump. She supports progress. She gets it. Look how alive she looks. You look at these other hate mongers. I don't care if they're white, black, whatever. They look dead in the eyes. I mean, that lady doesn't just have a great body and a nice smile and sparkling eyes. You know, she's just got that energy. And I'm not just saying it. I mean, just look at her. Look at her compared to like some, boring, bombshell blonde or, one of these liberal, whatevers. They roll out and they just look pissed off, angry and unhappy. That lady looks like she's having a good time. And that's what's sexy. Anyways, I just love people that are alive. They want prosperity. They get the spirit. Woo! America is back open for business. Let's do it. But first, the people that have usurped and stole the house have got to be kicked out. It's like Ulysses returning after 20 years, and people have moved in his house. Got to get busy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
National Defense Labs and Citizen Armor has given InfoWars the exclusive on distributing to the American people the true next generation in body armor.
Basically, what we're bringing to the InfoWars team is a new line of dynamic, lightweight body armor. It is lighter, more flexible, easier to wear, more comfortable, and stronger than anything else on the market.
You said when you talk to people that have been using this, actually testing it for years, people that currently tested for us, they didn't just say outstanding. I mean, what do they really say about them?
They want to know, how do they get it? Where do they find it? A lot of my law enforcement official buddies want to know the same thing.
The backpack body armor is only $200.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a quarter inch thick. It's got a 20-year warranty. It's waterproof. You can wear it. It's comfortable.
And we shot everything you can imagine at it. Again, fund the info war. Get the game-changing nanotech tubes. It's a win-win. $200. Go check out all their different products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing.
Threat armor is just not enough. KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Paul Watson's on to something. And I don't want to say he invented this idea. I want to give him credit for everything, but the point is it's something we all know, but it's something we kind of pass over and don't focus on. And if we focus on this, we're going to win. If we focus on this, we're going to take over and defeat the globalists. It's already happened, but they are looking at their equations and thinking that they can try to put the genie back in the bottle. So I'm going to play some important clips and get into that here in just a moment. I'm not out to get Priebus, but I know for a fact he's sabotaging the president's agenda. He thinks he knows best. He's listening to Paul Ryan, and they are trying to undermine the Trump administration and leaking information to try to tie Trump's inner circle to the Russians, and I'm not going to put up with it. So understand something, Rince Priebus. You think you're powerful up there, and you're playing all sorts of games behind the scenes, and you think you're going to run over InfoWars, and you think you're going to run over the Republic. It's not happening, brother. So you better get with the program real quick and stop leaking, or the grassroots is going to make sure you are destroyed politically. In fact, the information, the type of stuff I've got is just too dangerous to even hold on to. I think I'm just going to have to put this out tomorrow. Yeah, you're not going to listen. You're too arrogant. John McCain and that weasel, Paul Ryan and all of you, and Lindsey Graham. What a group of compromised dirtbags. And Maxine Waters is running around calling Trump incompetent and all sorts of names. This is a woman that thinks Russia invaded Korea last week. This is a woman who doesn't even know what Aleppo is. I mean, just look at her. She looks like a cartoon character with more like sycophantic nobody anchors who never did anything in their lives but sit there and read off teleprompters and giggle and cackle and laugh at people that are only trying to save the country, you moron. Donald Trump's talking to major factories all over the country, and suddenly in Detroit and all over, everybody from the Nation of Islam to you name it are going, we like Donald Trump because they're already starting factories, and they're already saying, if you're black, come in here and apply. You're going to get the job. That's not handouts. That's a living. That's a life. That's a piece of this dirt. And if you don't start giving us some of it, we're going to burn this sucker down, to quote Louis Farrakhan. And you know what? At a human level, I get that. Farrakhan's not asking for handouts. I don't agree with anything Farrakhan said. The point is he said, we want some of this dirt. We want some of this wealth. We're going to burn this sucker down. Not, oh, if you don't, like get rid of yourselves and hate your family and pull down your culture, we're going to burn it down because George Soros said so. You know, if you don't give us globalism that rips us off, we're going to burn stuff down. That's a bunch of idiots working for him. No, Farrakhan says, you give us jobs, you bring the prosperity back, and you get rid of all this welfare system that enslaved us on purpose, or we're going to burn this sucker down. You turn off the eugenics, you turn off the abortion factories, or we're going to burn this sucker down. That's somebody that at least recognizes how they're under attack. Trump comes in and says, we'll fix this problem. You want to work, you're going to get the jobs. And their system is destroy Trump, stop Trump at any cost. And the establishment Republicans are just in a wild frenzy to get rid of Trump. And I know Trump put them in there because they know how the system works to carry out his will, but they're not doing it. And now the State Department is in open mutiny against the president. Openly pushing the Russian narrative, openly saying they're trying to overthrow his allies that are about to get elected in France. Nationalist, pro-gun, pro-farmer, anti-Islamic takeover. Like a breath of fresh air. Nationalist movements in Germany, the Russians did it. Nationalist movements in Italy, the Russians did it. Every country that gets a vote is pulling out of globalism, and they go, the Russians, the Russians, the Russians. Man, the Russians are magical. If I need help, changing a flat tire, I'm going to call the Russians. They're saying you're a bunch of buffoons because only Putin could come up with Drain the Swamp or Crooked Hillary. And if you're Maxine Waters, that makes sense. She couldn't come up with Drain the Swamp or Crooked Hillary, a slogan. She thinks it's fancy to go racist KKK, go away, misogynist, homophobe, Islamophobe. That's all the Democrats are so stupid whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters, given everything they got, hundreds of millions of dollars, totally rich, living off our backs, and then they think Russia invaded Korea. In fact, since I mentioned it, let's play her saying Trump is incompetent and Trump is bad. Talk about projection. Here it is.
What do you think?
Well, nobody takes him seriously anyway. As a matter of fact, Saturday Night Live really did portray him just about as he is. I mean, he is an embarrassment even to Trump. And so I don't know how long he's going to last, but let's have fun with him while he's there. Okay.
Now, that's a clip of her talking about Spicer. I saw the long run when she goes into Trump as well and says the same stuff. Again, this is just the Democrats at one press conference. Here it is.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
I stand here as a freed slave.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families
What is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
Don't know much about history.
You are correct.
Don't know much about.
Way to go.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Stop it.
We should just have the whole show for 4 hours. Bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing. So soothing. Look, the only threats Trump has is assassination, illness, or the Republican Party sabotaging him from within. He's the commander in chief. He's in charge, the military, the police, the American people are behind him. His approval ratings are going up and up and up. The more he stomps them. He calls CNN fake news and liars, he goes up 5 points. He tries to work with him, he goes down 5 points. And Priebus cannot help it. He is a sycophant. He is a little gremlin that sits there and grovels to powerful people. And he cannot help but serve Paul Ryan and others that are openly at war with Trump. And they're lying to the president when they say they're going to work with him. Everything they do is to sabotage the president. I've got hundreds of stories here that are important, but I keep going back to this. I've known for over 2 weeks from multiple sources, a bunch of them, that Trump is starting to look at throwing Priebus out the window politically. And I think it'll send a good message to all the other neocons and rhinos that, listen, you've already gotten your ass whooped up and down the street in the primaries, the election, everywhere else. We just stomped Hillary and Soros into a pile of garbage. You better get out of the way. Do you understand? I'm not doing this radio broadcast to play games, folks, or act like I'm Mr. Tough Guy. I am committed, and I've sworn on the altar of God to take these people on. And this audience is the Liberty Movement, and you are the power. And make no mistake, they tried to steal that election, but you overpowered them. So you look in the mirror and you realize you are the resistance. It ain't about patting ourselves on the back. It's about understanding that these enemies aren't going to stop until they've defeated us. And they say we're all Russian agents because we don't want to have war with Russia for no reason. And there's a new realignment globally that makes sense happening that the military's advised to Trump. And so they want to get rid of Flynn and others because they are geopolitically aware and know who the real threats are. Russia's not a threat. You leave them alone in their sphere, they got their own problems, and the United States can move in there strategically with all the resources Russia has, and the Russians can make money, and we can make money, and we can build a new civilization out of it. The globalists want this. Russia probably has more resources than Africa, folks, the continent of Africa. Okay, we want in there. We want those resources, and we can dominate the globe with Russia. The United States and Russia team up, it's over. That's why the globalists for 100 years have been trying to have us at war with Russia. That's why the globalists went and put the dirty commies in there. New York City and London, brokerage houses, Goldman Sachs was involved funding 100,000 Russian immigrants to be sent back. This is history for the Bolshevik Revolution. We did that to them. That's why when William Crystal's dad came back to the United States, he was just coming back home where he was from to begin with. The neocons, you know, the Trotskyites. And of course, they got double-crossed by Stalin. That's why the Russians love Stalin. He was a horrible tyrant, but he actually kicked out the people that had taken over Russia from 1917 up until before World War II, when Lenin died of poisoning. Oh, he died of natural causes, yeah, and so did the Easter Bunny. So did JFK. But this is the real history. And see, people don't even know this. People don't even know this. There is a persecution of Christians going on by very anti-God, atheistic people that persecute Orthodox groups all over the world. Look at what Hollywood's been caught doing in Israel. Look at what Hollywood's been caught doing in the WikiLeaks from Soros. He wants to overthrow Israel, and he wants to target Orthodox Jews and Christians. And he's Jewish because they hate God, folks. People say, oh, look at you. People always accuse me of being this Israel worshiper, some agent of Israel. And I saw Israel pushing wars with Iraq and stuff and thought that was wrong because Iraq was a secular country and had been previously put in power by the CIA under an Eisenhower initiative that didn't happen until 1979, and it was actually a stabilizing effect. And I'm not even agreeing with the policy of interventionism, but that's what happened. It was a good policy compared to, you know, the one of Arab Spring, total hell on earth. But I don't want to blow up Israel or hate Jews, and I won't get into the weird racist religion of just hating Jews because they're Jews. And people always like, it's like their royal card. They go, you're Goldman Sachs because Trump's put some Goldman Sachs people in when Goldman Sachs gave zero of the money to Trump, all of it to Hillary. And their whole agenda is being destroyed. Trump is now getting Goldman Sachs to do what he wants. It's incredible. Now, there's Forbes. Trump has Goldman Sachs rethinking Russia. This is very sophisticated, what's happening. And they also have this other Trump card. They go, oh, really? You love Israel? No one supports Israel more than Alex Jones. And it kind of got me in the position of going, okay, fine, I do. I mean, okay, I worship Israel. All I want to do. I've never been to Israel. Be brilliant. It's historical. I do want to go there sometime. I mean, is that why I've had the Israel lobby constantly try to get me off the air? Is that why I've had the leftist Israel lobby try to, you know, restrict the Second Amendment? I mean, that's ridiculous. Israel is a complex group and a complex system, and complex things are happening there. But people that sit there as pseudo-intellectuals, they don't really want to save the country. They want to just say they're better than everybody and be lazy loser failures. That's who they are, fundamentally. And so they don't want to actually save the country. They don't actually, you know, want to stop war. They just want to shoot their mouths off and say, oh, we're Goldman Sachs, or oh, we're Israel. It's ridiculous. As if Goldman Sachs is just one thing, or Israel is just one thing. Like set pieces in a Monopoly game. It's 1,000 times more sophisticated than that. Why would the Israel lobby, the liberal Israel lobby, be after Alex Jones and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL constantly when I'm not anti-Semitic and never did that? Because they know I'm good. They know they're just like any political group, complex group. They want power over America. They want the levers of control. just like any other special interest, and I'm trying to get the levers back to the people. I want Americana. I want lower taxes. I want to devolve power from D.C. to the people. So, every major lobby hates Alex Jones. From the big banks to the big healthcare groups to the MSM to the liberal Israel lobby, not because any of them are even particularly evil incarnate. There's evil people involved, but because they want to run the show. They don't want to go build something themselves. They want to get control of the most powerful country in the world and parlay its influence into their dominance. Just like the racist Hispanic lobby they've set up, or the racist white lobby, or all the other lobbies. They want to get us into groups instead of having us all together on the idea of competition and open free markets and private property and God, guns, and guts, if you want to be part of that. And that's so avant-garde, that's so sexy, that's so historical, that's so cool, that's so cutting edge, that's so tip of the spear, that everyone will join it if they ever have a chance to see what it is. Because it's a spirit of innovation and trailblazing and of Lewis and Clark. It's rugged individualism. It's men are men, women are women. We're strong. We strive to be strong. Instead, they say, just be weak and get into how you're weak and get into how you're a victim and get into how you're some pathetic group. I'm not here to lead the victim group of conservatives and libertarians that want to bitch all day and be failures. I'm here to take the government back, restore the republic, and run over the tyrants and teach them a good lesson for 1,000 years. I'm here to pour my energy and my soul into the restoration of the republic. Because I'll tell you, I'm a selfish person. That's a sexy system created by God. That's a beautiful thing. That's human. That's where all my ancestors are at. You couldn't drag me away. I'm no hero. Good Lord. Tying into God and all this power? And you don't even want the power for the power. It's being in the presence of the power. Good Lord, no wonder they don't ever want you to experience this. Because you ever experience this, there's nothing on earth they could even offer you to want to sell that out. Skip the break. I may just do my whole new show with no ads. I'm serious. But then they tell me I got to do ads. I haven't even gotten into all the media attack pieces. I said I'll give you the big enchilada here in a minute, and I am. It's this. They're not the counterculture. The left had all its power because it was able to organize itself, demonize true Americana, act like that was somehow some horrible, evil, old-fashioned thing, and get the youth and everybody to think they were part of the winning, cool team, and get the CIA and everybody else to think they were part of this new, sexy operation, and to make the media sit there and tell them, oh, look, you're part of the winning team as you're being screwed over. And now everybody realizes true Americana is always the most cutting-edge thing there is. That's where everybody wanted to come here. And so that fire didn't get fully extinguished. And now there's like 100-mile-an-hour winds and there's firestorms just burning everything up around us. The fires of liberty are burning the tyrants to death. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off because they are in panicked retreat. And they are desperate. And in their flailing, everyone instinctively sees their weakness. But when you see the 20-30% that are still under their control, they are completely uncomfortable because it's their identity. They think they're the power structure, even though they're not part of it. And they sit around in fake little councils at church and at the little hamburger places and at the men's clubs and the women's, you know, rotary groups. And they sit around and Twitter and, you know, and I don't mean literal Twittering. I mean Twittering, you know, the old-fashioned Twittering about and talking. And, oh, did you see Saturday Night Live? And, oh, did you see the New York Times? Oh, we're going to get him. Oh, he's failing. Oh, he's a loser. Oh, they're discredited. Oh, it's all falling apart. Oh, look, desperately trying to save the country, trying to save them, trying to give them what is the proven most successful system of pro-human development. And they're all running around just totally freaked out. Because their subconscious realizes that they're posers. They're losers. I mean, I look at men that push the globalist agenda, and they are all, even if they're billionaires, they are just, their spirit is so fake, not manly, artificial, and just evil. And creepy. And not genuine. And I'm telling you, it's over. It may take 50 years, but I mean, the return of everything that makes us strong is here. And all the ancient rituals of rites of passage are being rediscovered, even by the trendies right now. all the hottest thing with trendies. And it's funny, and people make fun of it. They'll have leftists go out with lumberjack outfits and cut trees. We know how to do it. And people that, you know, are lumberjacks make fun of it. And I say to them, listen, when you were a kid, you pretended you were a doctor or a policeman or a factory worker or a soldier before you were one. So the fact that we see the left now all trying to adopt honky-tonk, Western, rebel flags, it's not a racist thing. It's saying rebellion and, you know, gardening and hunting and all. They're trying to rediscover being humans. The DNA is re-expressing itself. It's happening. They didn't successfully repress it. Just like you try to poison crops of bugs, about the third, fourth generation, it creates super bugs that are even bigger, stronger, meaner, and the poison don't kill them no more. I think some of the most shriveled, almost soulless people, once they activate, are going to come out of their shell and end up being 10 times stronger than people like me that they never got control of. And I'm not anything special. But, I mean, I'm alive. I'm kicking, I'm snapping, I'm fighting, I'm loving. And if you ain't loving, you ain't loving, to quote George Strait. And they've stopped everyone having rites of passage. They've put everybody in arrested development, told them you're cool, you're trendy because you watch these stupid, boring TV shows with these horrible music that's meant to be horrible, to lower your soul, to lower your instincts. All of this is an attempt to make humanity surrender. And you know what? Donald Trump ain't perfect, big old golden toad that he is. But you know what? That's a big old man right there that wants to show all the scum that, you know what? The days of the vampire just came to a halt, at least for this season. And that's why the vampires are scared, because the sun's coming up. And anybody that's anybody smells it, sees it, and tastes it, and knows it. So you have all your uncool trendies and down-your-nose pseudo-intellectuals, all beta males to make other men think it's okay to be a beta male. You sit there and try to force feed everybody this delusion, but you're scared. That's why when I go out in public in liberal areas, they giggle, they laugh, they point, and I look at them and I smile at them because I'm not even making fun of them. I just look at them like, I see you, and they always look down and start shaking their head. Like, really? Yeah, because I don't give a you-know-what about what you think about me, boy, because I'm not a boy. I'm a man. You understand that? What I believe is, because it's in my genetics and in my spirit and in common sense, I know I care about you. And I don't want to run your life, tell you how to speak, tell you what to listen to, tell you what to do, like you want to tell me. See, you're a beta male wanting to conquer real men so you feel big, because having us around makes you feel bad, doesn't it, George Soros and your little son and all the rest of you? You're scum. Real men don't go around dominating innocent people and turning them into zombies. Real men are ready to compete and turn the human species loose, because we're made in the image of the creator that made all this. And God's got big plans for us. But you don't get stuff for free, do you? There's no free lunches in this universe. Nobody rides for free. So you're in your 6-week, 10-week, 12-week boot camp right now, and every culture knows it, and every group knows it, and this is all the big test. It's written on our genetics. We know it. The dimensions have been proven. The spirit has been proven. It has been registered. It has been quantified. It is the essence. And we go on through our DNA. We live on through our children. Everything is a repeat, but an augmented system into the future. And so their best attempts to poison us were their devilish delusion to only put the pressure on humanity to make us metamorphosize into the next level. And that's the big rest of the story. Briefly, see any more of the super blue? I guess I took it home. Super Blue toothpaste is what's funding our operation right now. It's our new super mega hit. I ordered double what we got in the first shipment, fluoride-free with colloidal silver and iodine. Nascent iodine. It's amazing. People love it. 5-star reviews. It's going to sell out in the next week and a half or so. And we got bubblegum flavor coming in for the kids. It doesn't have the tea tree oil or the peppermint because it's so strong. We've had a request from people for a little bit lighter formula for the kids. It is strong. And it's concentrated, so it's at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And everything I sell or promote, water filters so you're not getting hit with the fluoride and glyphosate, fluoride-free toothpaste. It's everything I want, everything I use, everything I do. Nobody's got one with colloidal silver and iodine. We made one with the biggest company out there. Had it private labeled. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, We also have a lot of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and check that out today. I mean, one of these t-shirts that I designed is really simple, but it's my favorite. I mean, it just says InfoWars.com on the front, on the right, on the heart, on the left side, and then it's got an arm deal. It's got George Washington. And then on the back, it says, my free speech doesn't end when, you get offended. That shirt needs to be absolutely a bestseller. We'll be back with hour number three.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Washington Post, another mainstream press corps who couldn't get interested in Hillary's national security violations, her destruction of evidence, her lying to the FBI, or her behind-the-scenes conspiracies to rig the election, are now putting phone calls made by Michael Flynn under the microscope. The calls to a Russian official were made 7 weeks after Trump won the election, 3 weeks after the inauguration. It's not clear if sanctions were the focus or if they were even mentioned in the calls. But the press is calling for the Logan Act of 1799 to be used against Flynn. The Logan Act prohibits citizens from carrying on correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or agent in relation to disputes or controversies with the U.S. in order to defeat them. We've said for a long time that attendees to Bilderberg were doing just that, and the globalists who met in Davos openly discussed how Trump's nationalism could be defeated. But there's an even bigger problem here, is how the intelligence community is abusing the surveillance state, now using selective leaks and innuendo to advance the political agenda of the dark government. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Such a beautiful song. So, of course, the Pharisees said it was evil. I know folks that have talked to Robert Plant gets really mad when they say this is a satanic song. The opposite of that, it's a song against the devil. It's a song against selling your soul. It's a song against getting there where your shadows are taller than your soul, which means your crimes are greater than your good. When you're weighed in the eye of God, all seeing. Because, oh, all-seeing eye, the devil. No, everything the enemy does is a counterfeit. God does have the all-seeing eye. So Lucifer tricks us to believe that he has the all-seeing eye. When the devil sees nothing. Crank this song up. There's like angels are singing that. People say, oh, you play it back. It says, sweet Satan. You can play back my voice and find all sorts of made-up crap. I know where my heart is. I love all these Pharisees all day saying who the devil is, who the devil isn't. I see you out at abortion clinics saving kids. I'm not up here on some high horse. You are. And hell's full of all the big-mouth preachers. I get around most preachers and they start squirming. I can almost see their little forked tails. These big mega churches are so satanic. To be a rock and not to roll. Be a rock, not sand that flows away. Whole song's Christian. Oh, it's true that Page got into Luciferianism until he got a little too deep into it. Found out he wanted to pull his little weenie out of that light socket. Just because people turned into evil didn't mean they didn't turn out of it. Look at the lesson on the cross with the thief. Tonight you'll be with me in paradise. It's never too late to turn back on the road you're on. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I've really done okay today, but I have not covered but a fraction of the news. Michael Springman's joining us, big whistleblower. Just to get into the fact that these visas are all wide open, you've got all the other whistleblowers coming out saying they're ordered to say Islamic terror doesn't even exist. And we've had these bans before. I don't even know Springman's view on this yet. I just respect him. He helped expose how that they brought in a bunch of the hijackers knowing they were terrorists and were ordered to stand down. And that just goes into this whole deal where administration after administration, they're working with the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia is quarterbacking the big Islamic jihad worldwide. So I want to get his view on Trump. I don't know if he supports him or not. That's how I work. I don't go, I want someone to back up my view. So get me this person. I say, These are respected people that worked in the visa departments at the highest levels. Get them on and see what they say. That's how it works. The crew keeps pointing out that I really do need to plug more. I only have done it like for 30 seconds today. Just briefly, I cannot tell you how important it is that when you get products like Super Male Vitality or X2 or Lung Cleanse or Natural Defense or just any of them, that you sign up for reorder. I'm the type myself that'll end up taking the supplements, have a great effect, and then I was never a supplement guy, and then I just forget to do it again. You know, somebody takes the Lazy Susan off the dinner table or off the, you know, when family comes over and we put another leaf in the table, and sure enough, where's the Lazy Susan? Oh, I put it back over here. And then I end up going off my pills for 2 weeks or my, you know, my drops. And I feel it instantly. I'm like, man, I know what Super Male Vitality does for me. I know that we've got the best toothpaste. I ran out of one tube and then was going to the drawer a couple weeks ago and was using some old stuff I had, which wasn't bad. It's from the same company that makes ours. It doesn't have iodine or silver in it, but ours is better. And I was like, why am I lazy? Why am I not even going to work? That's why I had to get a new tube in here this week. I did take the tube I had to show you home with me the other day. I took it home Friday. And I've been, and I'm like, man, this is such good toothpaste. Wow, my dad really did make a hit. Retired dentist. And I'm sitting there going, I got to go tell people the same story. They buy it once. They think it's great. Why aren't you reordering it? Well, sign up for AutoShip every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, every 6 months, every year, however you want it, whether it's the Biome Defense Probiotic or whether it's Secret 12 or whether it's BioTrue Selenium or any of them. DNA Force, Brain Force, Knockout. And this is stuff you ongoing use. It's so good, and it ongoing supports the broadcast. And you get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWars Store.
The Washington Post and other mainstream press corps who couldn't get interested in Hillary's national security violations, her destruction of evidence, her lying to the FBI, or her behind-the-scenes conspiracies to rig the election are now putting phone calls made by Michael Flynn under the microscope. The calls to a Russian official were made 7 weeks after Trump won the election, 3 weeks after the inauguration. It's not clear if sanctions were the focus or if they were even mentioned in the calls. But the press is calling for the Logan Act of 1799 to be used against Flynn. The Logan Act prohibits citizens from carrying on correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or agent in relation to disputes or controversies with the U.S. in order to defeat them. We've said for a long time that attendees to Bilderberg were doing just that, and the globalists who met in Davos openly discussed how Trump's nationalism could be defeated. But there's an even bigger problem here, is how the intelligence community is abusing the surveillance state, now using selective leaks and innuendo to advance the political agenda of the dark government. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Trump's moving against the Federal Reserve to make them loan to small businesses and to community banks. That's been 9 years since they really loaned any money to the people. Their bailout was a Wall Street robbery event, and Trump's just delivering again. I just, he's so good, it really makes my head spin, quite frankly, versus what they say about him. It's super Americana, it's not right wing, it's not left wing, it's, hey, we have borders. Wow, just a moderate of borders, and they freak out, or, oh, hey, we're not going to, you know, let China have one-sided trade deals with us, and it's the end of the world. Japan's not going to have one-sided trade deals. And now, what is it, $300 billion Japan's announced this year to be built? This year? Was $100 billion before he even got in office? So amazing things happening. Now, a lot of times I get guests on who I know are respected and who I respect, even though I haven't gone and seen what their view is on something. So many other TV shows and radio shows will call me and they'll say, what's your view on this? We want to make sure what your view is before we have you on. I don't do that. I respect J. Michael Springman because I remember he was one of the first whistleblowers to document back in 2001 and then 2002 what later came out in the FBI reports and in the 28 pages that members of Congress have been on who've read it to expose, that we knew Saudi Arabia was involved, there was a stand-down ordered. Well, Mr. Springman went public first and exposed that because he'd been the head of the visa section there and then had left to another area, and then his colleagues told him what happened. So he wrote the book years later, but he went public. And he's written the book, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Hideouts That Rocked the World. And so General Flynn, 5 years ago, head of Defense Intelligence, who they're trying to kick out right now, now is National Security Advisor, worked with the rest of the Pentagon to just tell Obama and others, we're not going to back Al-Qaeda and ISIS taking over Syria. And they actually then just basically told Obama, you're going to let us work with the Russians to start kicking them out of the country, or we're going to expose this. The president was told that. In fact, we broke that here first with Colonel Schaefer. We've had Cy Hirsch on about it. I mean, this is big, big, big mojo, okay? I mean, I'm not bragging. We know the real history of what's happened. So our government actually has been saying no for 15 years in trying to back al-Qaeda and al-Nusra and now ISIS, all the same group, different names, and Islamic State, which is its own, you know, country in between Iraq and what's Syria. So I'm just giving you some background here. And I don't know his view on Trump. I don't know his view on what's happening with the law and the visas and all the rest of it. But I'm going to get Springman's view just in the prism of his life and his experience, what this signifies. Because they're all over the news. They'll even say, look how crazy Trump is trying to stop people from these seven nations. And then they won't even read the law on air. They just say he's crazy and a liar. And then the Ninth Circuit clearly just ignored reality. Now, Trump can't say for a religion you're barred because that's the First Amendment, and I agree with that. But that's not what he did. So I want to get J. Michael Springman's take on this, his view on this, where this is all going. But I think our country, our military 5 years ago, finally started coming up from the bottom and supporting al-Qaeda and ISIS all over the world. Our military would fight them on one hand, but then the State Department, CIA would support them on another. And the Arab Spring was really the fruition of this long, ongoing project. And Benghazi and, you know, the stand down there. So I that's why I have this lengthy intro to ask our guest his view, his expert view on this, because now it seems like the old elements of the State Department and others are isolated, wanting to still support this. But the State Department's in open rebellion against Rex Tillerson and basically ignoring what he says to do. And so I really think this country has entered a very, very deep, deep, deep crisis, and we need to somehow rectify it. So we'll get his take on that because he's worked for the State Department. He's done it all, and he was the first domino, even before the FBI agents, because they went public later, to come out and really expose the whole thing. He began to pull the first string on the sweater, and now the sweater is a pile of string on the floor. We've been proven right, but it's like, oh, we've moved into the future. Let's just forget that. But the future's now. We're living the context of this. And how deep does this deep state alliance with Saudi Arabian Wahhabist Islam go? A place where he lived for many years there in Saudi Arabia. So long intro. Get the book. J. Michael Springman, An Insider's View, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Hideouts That Rocked the World. Now more than important than ever. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was a long kind of 6-minute intro history for listeners. I mean, do you agree, disagree? I mean, where do we start here?
Well, it starts in a couple of different places. Going back to the book, it showed how the U.S. government was working with the terrorists, essentially recruiting, training, and supporting them in conjunction with the repressive and rather repulsive allies we've got in the region, like Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states and Israel and Turkey. And we kept pumping money and weapons and supplies into these people. And at the same time, we're fighting them, saying, oh, my God, we have these terrorists. They're everywhere. We have to fight them tooth and nail. And Obama gives them ground-to-air missiles. He gives them leftover weapons from the Yugoslav war in Croatia. It's astonishing. And now they're saying, oh, this is terrible. We have to do something about it. Well, what you do about it is simply stop supporting the terrorists. Don't give them weapons. Don't give them money. Don't let them go to Israel for medical treatment after they've been wounded in Syria. It's a simple way of stopping this, but the attention gets focused on the wrong things, I think. Trump started out very well, making statements about one-sided trade deals, making statements about the flood of illegal aliens coming into the United States. But he went off the rails with his ban on visas or people or permanent residents or anybody who has been traveling in any of these countries, no matter what their nationality is, and creating a tremendous uproar in the United States and around the world. And it turns out that these seven countries essentially were the same ones that were targeted by the United States back in 2001. Wesley Clark, the retired general, was on Democracy Now in, I guess, maybe March of 2007. And he had said he had been at the Pentagon in 2001 in September and October, and had been told by high officials whom he wouldn't name that the United States was going to move against seven countries in 5 years and destroy them. And these were the same countries, with the exception of Lebanon and the addition of Yemen, that Donald Trump has banned from entry to the United States. And I think this goes back a long way to the American hostility toward the Arab and Muslim world, moving only into the country when it seems to be to America's advantage. What's happened is we've destroyed Afghanistan, we've destroyed Iraq, we've destroyed Yugoslavia, we've destroyed Libya, we've destroyed Syria, and we're in the process of destroying Yemen with our wonderful Saudi friends. And what's happened is that we have driven hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, into Europe. The country, or the continent, is flooded with people who have been driven out of their homes, out of the countries that we've destabilized, we've dehoused them, and we've deculturized them, blowing up things like the statues in Afghanistan or Tedmor in Syria. And, you know, we've destroyed them. And the people have no homes. They have no country. And with American help, money under the table, assistance from passports that have been produced either by the French or the Qataris or sold by the Syrian embassy in Berlin, or which have been lost or thrown away or stolen along the way, we've got people without a home moving into Europe where they have no culture, no language facility, and no education, and the continent is coming apart. And we don't look to see what's happening. We have George Soros and some of these other people who say, oh, yes, we want to help them. We want to set up cell phone charging stations. We want to set up Wi-Fi networks in the Balkans, their main transit route into Europe. And therefore, we have to help these poor people, because just like in the United States with the flood of illegal aliens, from American destruction of governments in Latin America, we've overthrown.
Sure. So the globalists, I mean, you're crystallizing this also perfectly. The globalist policies through the United States as well ruins these countries. They're falling apart. Then they flood here. Then they're exploited politically for control here. It's just a totally, you know, 360 full spectrum dominant system. But I love how you brought up the key points that Europe lets the jihadis that leave Europe to go fight in Syria come back and get medical treatment. Sweden in places have social worker programs to quote, reincorporate them, as if you're going to let an Al-Qaeda or ISIS fighter come back and go to a Swedish, a re-education system, to play with Play-Doh and crap. I mean, this just shows how totally infiltrated we are and how the UN refugee program certifies to the State Department who's allowed to come in. Trump's saying we're not going to do that anymore. So from the info I have, the State Department is in open revolt, ignoring him and Tillerson, letting these people still flood in. So if that's correct, then what happens when there are other Islamic attacks?
Well, that's the thing of it. They've either had real attacks or have had engineered attacks, false flag operations, if you will, I think. In France, for example, in Paris on November 13th, more than a year ago, you had people shot up in restaurants. You had explosions. Where do they get the weapons? Where do they get the explosives? They were smuggled in, as far as I know, from gunrunners from the Balkans.
That's right. So let's talk about this when we come back. What is the dialectic as a high level, fellow in the State Department who oversaw a whole visa section in Saudi Arabia and blew the whistle on it? What is the philosophy of previous administrations? Because Trump is changing it, in my view, correct me if I'm wrong, to create the radical jihads or fund them, let them in. You don't totally command them, but you let them attack. What is the point? Bring in huge numbers, let them attack, and then I guess take everybody's rights away? We'll be back with a major prime whistleblower. We'll be back.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Two different people than Pretty Boy Dumbo, open his country up to jihadis, Trudeau, and Trump together in this meeting that's ongoing right now. Truly sickening. After all the things Trudeau has said about Trump, and again, folks, Trump's not perfect. I love him because he's actually trying to turn the economy on. He has Goldman Sachs totally angry at him for trying to deliver more jobs. I'm going to cover it after our guest leaves us. Visas for Al-Qaeda. J. Michael Springman, and I know you know this stuff, folks, but your friends, your family, they don't. Looking at all this in context then, Mr. Springman, again, I want your honest view, and I know you'll give it to me. You've heard me gushing over Trump. I didn't ask you what your view was before I, you know, called you, obviously. I really want to know it. I've had other people that were, you know, in customs and in border enforcement on, and they just talk about the fact they weren't even allowed to say Islamic terror starting about 6-7 years ago, and how do you screen for this if you can't even say Islamic terror? But before we do that, what is the $64 trillion question, what is the math, what is the equation to bring the Islamic radicals in, protect them, give them weapons, let them attack, and then even politically, though, it's hurting France, it's hurting the German socialists. Why are they doing this?
Well, they in Germany, for example, they have been concerned about a falling birth rate and not enough money coming in to support their social welfare system. And Chancellor Merkel and some big businessmen have the idea that, oh, well, we can bring these people in. They will bring new blood in, new outlook, new culture, and they will then have jobs and they won't be taxed and they will set the social welfare system back on track. What's happened is that they don't realize that a lot of these people are young, single men with no real education. They're people that don't speak German, that don't speak Italian, that don't
speak... total disdain. They were taught to hate the culture they've now been plopped in.
Yeah, they're there. And there is no pool of Dari speakers, no pool of Arabic speakers that can help these people. They're just simply brought in and left to themselves. They've been turned into weapons, essentially, weapons of mass migration. And they are the ones, really, that are suffering. They've engendered this hatred amongst the Europeans themselves. The Europeans are fighting each other from the welcoming culture that wants to give them candy and flowers. And the other people who say, well, my God, look at what's happening. They come in. There's this tremendous crime rate. There was a guy in Vienna who had a sexual attack. So he raped a 10-year-old boy because he couldn't hold back anymore. I mean, this is insane.
Well, that's right. People don't know in some of these poor Islamic cultures, it's all very schizophrenic. They're anti-gay, but then if it's love, it's okay to have sex with a boy, just not a man. I mean, it's like pedophilia is legal, but not being gay. I mean, it's totally backwards. And that's what's crazy is you start mentioning these stories. I could back up the articles, everything you're saying. It's so crazy that they bring in military age men. And then, I mean, I've seen the videos where they throw old people out of their Section 8 housing for the Muslim young men? I mean, what type of images that from Italy to Germany, throwing people out of their hotel and saying, take these North African people in. And it's insane.
Well, the thing of it is that they're sparking an increase in nationalism in Europe. There are the right or the farther right wing parties from the Front National in France to the Alternative for Germany. They're saying we want to stop this. We want to change things. We want to bring back the old Germany, the old France. And essentially the government is not listening to the people. The people say we want protection. We want borders. We want, we don't want sex segregated swimming pools.
Oh, they're showing up at the beach. Yeah, the Muslims are, and demanding that women not be bikinis. Listen, go back to Islamabad if you don't like seeing women.
Well, in Saudi Arabia, my Arabic teacher said that her son's school said it was terrible for women to wear two-piece bathing suits, and she rarely wore a bikini when she went swimming in the Red Sea.
Wow.
But the Europeans are absolutely furious, and I think things are going to continue not to improve. They're going to get worse, perhaps.
Well, do 5 more minutes with us on the other side, because this is a short segment. Yeah. Thesis for Al-Qaeda, J. Michael Springman, the book available at Amazon.com and everywhere. I want to come back and ask you, that as a really smart guy, and I mean that, not condescending, like really smart guy, where you see this going? Where does this lead? Because it's obviously, it'd be like parachuting a bunch of, modern multicultural black folks into 1830 Alabama, KKKville or whatever, because it wouldn't have found until later. The point is, you're just mixing all these Islamists in with liberal Europe does not mix.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
Basically. And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many 5-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, herbs and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Our guest is leaving us in about 5 minutes, and I'm going to cover tons of news I haven't gotten to yet. We have David Knight coming in the third hour, fourth hour. I may co-host with him some. I've got a lot I want to cover, a lot I want to say. But I need to get off air, too, because I've got to get with a lot of people and write a big investigative report about what's really going on with Renz Primus. And, again, I didn't get this information from Trump. I get this because all the obviously good people that are around Trump know what's going on, and Trump talks to people that I know as well. Absolutely infiltrated by Republicans who are out to get Trump. So I mean, they're owned by the very same big Wall Street interests that want a monopoly. And Trump's breaking that up. I've got the Federal Reserve news here I'm going to get to. I mean, you want it, you got it. I mean, it's really amazing what Trump's doing. America's open for business. Now, does that mean billionaires and stuff that do good deals aren't going to make money? No, this is free market. They're going to be rich people. But they're going to produce stuff, and they're going to build industry, and they're going to make this a world based on people. Globalism's the opposite. It's the post-industrial world. They pick the winners. It's horrible. The book is Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Handouts That Rock the World. J. Michael Springman, An Inside View. I read the book about a year ago. We had him on about it. It's powerful. I remember interviewing him in, I think I had Springman on before 2001 even ended. I mean, I remember seeing him in Canadian papers just exposing the, you know, the Saudis and the CIA ordering him to let in, even though they were on terror list and everything. When was it you first went public? Because I saw your story. Didn't get really any attention here at first. And I think I had you on. When did you first go public?
This was back at the end of 2001, I think. Yeah. I had done a article for Covert Action Quarterly, which is now out of existence. And then the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation picked this up and had me interviewed, I guess, in the winter.
Yeah, that's when I saw it, because I remember having you on right around Christmas, one of the last shows of the year. And wow. And boy, I got to say, everything you said turned out to be spot on.
Unfortunately.
I mean, it's all dead on, but we had all those FBI agents. People always call me a conspiracy theorist. I'm quoting FBI translator Sibel Edmonds. I'm quoting the FBI agents that said we were ordered to stand down. They go, oh, shut up. You say the firefighters blew up the buildings. No, I'm not. Our government is working with radical Islam and protecting it. Springman, why and where does this go and where do you think it ends?
Well, why they're doing this, I think they've gotten the idea that they can destabilize these countries and give the United States an opportunity to kind of fish in troubled waters, to sell them bombs and bullets, to sell them concrete and steel for their damaged buildings and sewage treatment plants. I think they see this as an advantage, and it helps Israel because the Arabs are fighting each other and not Israel. And I don't think it's going to get any better and will likely get worse unless and until we stop supporting the terrorists. We stop recruiting them, we stop training them, we stop supporting them. And then go to a Marshall Plan kind of affair where we rebuild their economies, we rebuild their destroyed infrastructure, and we teach them and educate them into how to operate computers and engineering plants and things like this.
Sure. Well, Springman, I know you were high-level State Department, but the way you're talking, you might have been doing something a little else, huh? Because I know that that was the CIA plan, and part of this has been declassified, of Eisenhower, was to build it into like the Riviera, like, I mean, just like Syria was just a few years ago, hotels, beaches, export Western culture, modernize. The Muslims then wanted it. They didn't like the little desert bands that were trying to, kidnap women for Allah or whatever that Saudi Arabia has become and taking over. And so the whole Iraq project, putting Saddam in power in 1979, that was all leftovers of the Eisenhower plan to actually try to modernize in a Marshall Plan for the Middle East. Too bad that never happened. And again, I'm not into American interventionism, but that really created some good spots in the Middle East. When did it change to just destabilize, turn the jihadis loose? That is so immoral.
Well, I think this came after September 11, 2001. I think that this was when Wesley Clark in September, October of that year had said, high officials at the Defense Department said, we're going to attack seven countries and destroy them. And it's the same crowd of countries, Syria,
Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
Yeah, right. And then, Robert Dreyfus said in his book about the devil, we know, he had said that up until then, we saw Islam as a shield against the evil godless communists. And then afterwards, he said after 2001, the whole thing changed and Islam could be used as a sword to strike at governments and countries and people and organizations that we didn't like and wanted to change, probably for the worse.
Sure. So it's a jihad proxy army, and they admit that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this then. Why let them into Europe? I get having them all kill each other. I'm not saying that's a good thing. Why then open the gates and have the head of the UN program, Peter Sutherland, advertise, come here, make it all cause celeb? I mean, look, they knew it was almost all people that got defeated in Syria. People that invaded, not even so much military, but a lot of them just pilgrims to steal land. They're all pouring in with fake passports, fake visas. That's admitted. More than half of them, according to even Interpol. That's more than just a mess. It looks like a giant false flag.
Well, there's a lot to that. I'm glad you mentioned Sutherland. There was another guy, Gerard Canellis, an Austrian, who was one of George Soros' disciples. And then there is this Diederik Samson,
yes,
a Dutchman. And they put this together, the three of them. And the idea was to, in Sutherland's case, we need to multiculturalize Europe. We need to bring in workers. We need to bring in warm bodies to make up for the failing and dying.
Sure,
people.
But they don't vet them. They bring military-age men, not the doctors and scientists that we used to bring.
Exactly. And I think part of this is if we can wreck Europe, we won't have any competition. Europe, if a united, organized Europe would be a powerful political and economic body, and the United States, I don't think, wants to see that.
Sure, then how do you induce Merkel and Hollande and all of them to carry out the plan?
Well, tell them that if you continue to fight Russia, if you continue to bring in these floods of people that are essentially destroying your own countries and your own economies, we're going to put restrictions on you people. We're going to start saying, well, we will have a no-fly, no-sail zone over the British Isles. We want to see Northern Ireland liberated. We want to see Scotland set free and that kind of thing. And we have to make it very clear to them that the United States does not want to see a destroyed Europe, a collapsed Europe, a Europe that's filled with people busy fighting each other and fighting the...
Sure. But you're hitting a globalist angle. And I'm not saying you're a globalist. I'm saying on the surface inside the CIA, they're telling people, we're going to wreck Europe so America's number one. The truth is they're wrecking us. They're wrecking Europe. They want to use China to leverage everybody out and have a huge sucking sound where everybody's poor, but the elites, because the future's here, it's just not evenly distributed. So really, it's just global destabilization. I see Trump coming in trying to block that earlier globalist operation. What do you think?
Well, he can. He can do it. He's certainly seems to be backing away from improving relations with Russia, and I don't know why.
Well, let me tell you, they've got neocons in the administration that he brought in to help him run things that are openly running around giving false reports of Russian intrigue to pick off all the good people and sabotage Trump. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to bring in Elliot Abrams, the Zionist maniac at the Department of State. And fortunately, he's out now. But he was seen for years by people.
Well, they keep telling Trump, if you just bring us in, we'll be nice. And the minute he brings them in, they're not nice. So I'll tell them. And they all know this. They're freaking out right now. They're going to get their asses thrown out in the next 3 weeks if they don't back off. But they can't help it. They can't help it. And then meanwhile, I'm trying to stop that whole angle. So I get accused of being a Zionist stooge. It's total upside down land by the pseudo intellectual left. Well, I appreciate your time. I mean, it's so confusing. I can hardly understand it. Other key tidbits.
Well, it's the thing that is that the United States has got to grasp reality and end this, we love immigrants of any shape or size. People who do come to the United States as permanent residents and then who become citizens are examined by the Central Intelligence Agency and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But there's been a program for 8 years in the Obama administration called CARP, C-A-R-R-P. It's the Controlled Application Review and Resolution Program, where they work to delay, deny, or discourage Arabs and Muslims from becoming permanent residents and becoming citizens of the United States, no matter where they're from. They pick you out of thin air. They put you into this program. I've had clients that have fought for years to become citizens because they were married to an American. They were living here. Their children are citizens, and yet they couldn't get their paperwork through the government.
Sure, they encourage to have a permanent illegal underclass the Democrats control. And so they make it hard for the really good people we want to get. Sorry, go ahead.
And they get votes. The Democrats want these people in to vote for them. And the big businessmen want them in because it's cheap labor. They won't complain because if you complain, we'll kick you out.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. Mr. Springman, thank you for so much time, and we appreciate your work. Great job on the book.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Yeah. Wow. Now, that's real sophisticated 30 minutes, 40 minutes of talk, folks. It's not just immigrants are perfect or immigrants are bad. It's, you know, the reality of what's going on. And every time I get a former customs official on or State Department person on, they pretty much agree because they care about the country and they know who the players are and they understand what's happening. You just heard it. You don't just take anybody, any shape, size, background. But the Democrats want the most dumbed down, unwashed people they can to mold them. And the big corporations want to exploit everybody. The big ones, they want cheap labor. I mean, Google and especially the big company, Apple, is lecturing Trump about how mean he is to these poor immigrants and the few hundred that got caught up at airports or whatever. They run Foxconn labs in China, dozens of factories with suicide nets, forced drugging, forced abortion, 18-hour work days. And the daycare is the kids are chained up on power poles outside and crap in the street. Seriously, you pull up, there's hundreds of kids lined up, crapping on the side of the street, hoping they get one meal a day. I'm not kidding. And they support censorship. They support all this craziness. And then they lecture us how we're mean. I mean, Apple is a monster evil company, but they're all liberal. They all moral signal and justice signal so that, you know, they're the big official good people. I mean, David Knight adopted his daughter in China. You ought to hear what it was like, what the condition she was in. I mean, you know, this is hellish. I care about the Chinese people. They spin this, oh, you don't like Asians. You know, I'm not going to sit there and play that race card. The point is, this is a nightmare scenario taking place, and the worst offenders of human rights that fund radical Islamic takeovers, Apple, Google, they've all been involved supporting it, are just really wicked corporations that act like they're liberal. And then do the worst stuff and treat people the very, very worst. And then Donald Trump's treating his employees like gods compared to them. Because, see, he wants employees that can buy the products and go on his golf course. And Trump wants a big, rich, glistening world, a big future for humanity. Ah, everything nice. He likes nice things. The globalists don't. They want you poor and stupid. And people are figuring that out, and that's why they're so scared. Now, the big secret is they're not the cutting edge. The globalists are not avant-garde. They're not the counterculture. We are. The globalists have taken over America and much of the world. They're trying to feed us cultural poison. People are saying no to it. So the globalists are projecting onto us, the people resisting it, what they say we are. When they're the ones putting cancer viruses in your vaccines, fluoride in your water, and glyphosates in your water. Now, let's look at some of their major attack pieces. Let's go to a piece here. Let's look at Joy Vila again. It's fun to look at her in the beautiful Trump skirt that fits her body just right. And again, it's not just that she has the classic feminine body, especially in the hip department, but it's not the dress is cut so good. It's not that she has such a nice smile. It's that it's a classic feminine Americana look in red, white, and blue. They can't stand that. Because again, they even want to give you this shrunken, over skinny view of a woman to denigrate anything that's actually, every culture has like statues carved of women that look like that. And it's the whole symbol of productivity and reproduction and everything that's good. And again, they're assaulting that world where a real woman can feel good. They want to make everybody feel bad about themselves. And again, is that counterculture when it's banned and they want to fire her and they want to ban her and get rid of her because she dared? Yeah, that's the counterculture. They're saying we wouldn't have let her do it if we knew it. In fact, that's why she had to wear a cloak over it, because they wouldn't have even let her. In America, she's invited. She's a guest. It's a secret she's pro-Trump. It's a secret the dressmaker is. She wants to do this. She knows it's a great stunt. She knows it's the counterculture. She knows it's the way to break through and be even bigger. She's already big enough to be at the Emmys. And so what does she do? She throws it in their face, and she's the biggest story in America today. Grammys, not the Emmys. I'll be honest, I don't watch any of it. Other Grammys is giant. Biggest thing out there, isn't it? Yeah, Emmys is the TV, and then the Grammys is music. And then stupid motion picture associations, the dumbass. I mean, I care an Oscar. I'll piss on your Oscar for giving your globalist, snot-nosed, old hunchback men. I get my Oscar every week as our numbers climb and as tens of millions more tune in, as our listeners spread the word, as we defeat you and overrun you and stop you, and as your bullying is defeated by that wonderful woman. But meanwhile, Meryl Streep's been running around again bitching about him. I mean, this is a woman who defends pedophiles and wants to, you know, have Roman Polanski's conviction of a girl they grabbed, drugged, and raped. 13-year-old girl raped her. Ugh. And I'm not going to tell you how they raped her, but the point is that she's out there defending him as a wonderful person and standing ovations. You know what, lady? Just keep shooting your mouth off. What a disconnected, old, ugly witch you are. I don't mean you're ugly because you're old. You were a witch 50 years ago. You're another simpering, mentally ill turd puppet that they sit there and they hold up in front of everybody, and we're sick of you. So go back to hell where you came from, witch. But let's go ahead and get into some of the people freaking out and flipping out at the Grammys. Here it is.
This is precisely the time when artists go to work. There is no time for despair.
Stop. Back it up. Who is this tart? I forget who she is. J-Lo. So again, giant corporate people make hundreds of millions of dollars up there with her perfect manicured everything. All the leftists run these big foundations where 1% or 2% of the money goes to the Africans. And they hoard the money for themselves, like, you know, the Clintons and Oprah and all the rest of it. And then she's up there, oh, and we just got to do something. We're so oppressed. It's all so horrible. Let's critique this. It's so terrible. And Trump wants to build factories for poor people. It's a bad person. He doesn't want to bring people in from Somalia where women are sold on slave blocks. Why don't you go to Somalia for 5 minutes, lady? You'll be gang raped so fast, it'll make your head spin. Let's go back to her.
This is precisely the time when artists go to work. There is no time for despair.
Yeah, pause. But artists, like, we're artists. We're real people. We're good. We do what the big corporations tell us to do. And Goldman Sachs hates it that he's dismantling their whole agenda. So we have to come together here on the big failing Hollywood music platform and just tell you that it's now time to do it with horrible acting skills. Let's go back to her.
No place for self-pity, no need for silence, and no room for fear.
Oh, hit pause. And then just everybody sits there looking so poignant, so, oh yeah, sitting up here in the big corrupt music industry system that's all failing and collapsing in a total joke. Let's just hear how we're all so angry at Trump right now and his KKK. And, you know, we're just going to come together with the big mega corporations telling us what to do, and we appreciate it, and we love Saudi Arabia. Here it is.
We do language. That is how civilizations heal.
Hey, pause again. Look at this cult. I gotta tell you, she's got some nice legs. And they take these symbols of beauty and they shove them in their face these mercenaries, these cultural mercenaries, and then just sell us on this is what we must do so that all these little kids at home watching this really believe this is the movement in your life. Fight the guy trying to restore the country. Fight the global movement for freedom. Fight to bring in Islamists to dominate and run your life. In the unhappy, bankrupt, mentally ill Hollywood and the music industry. Continue.
So tonight, we celebrate the most universal language, music.
Oh, we the people. We're trying to get rid of the Bill of Rights Constitution. It's like, we the people in a racial cult run a big corporation. Agent Orange, perpetuating all of the evil. Hit pause. Back it up. Trump wants to get our military people treatment. He doesn't want them experimented on. He's trying to stop bad vaccines. He wants an investigation of vaccines. This guy's like, Agent Orange, our government secretly tested on us, and now we're bringing it down, and then brings in Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the guy fighting all that. Who is this? Some kind of fascist Who is he? Busta Rhymes. Okay, back it up. Let's play him. Here it is.
President Agent Orange, for perpetuating all of the evil that you've been perpetuating throughout the United States. I want to thank President Agent Orange for a successful attempt at the Muslim ban. When we come together, we the people. We the people.
And with President Trump, we don't know what comes next.
Oh, my gosh. And then who is this candy ass? By the name of the band?
We sit here tonight, no matter our race, or where we were born, or color of face. Using this art, remember forever, we can survive.
All right, it's a British guy named James Corbett. I mean, this is the complete joke. This is the corporate fed BS right down your throat. And only the stupidest people believe it or buy into it. I love it. Trump's Agent Orange, because he's orange now. He's a Monsanto poison. That's why I need to buy our water filters at the best out there and cut the glyphosate out from Monsanto. It's in almost all the water supplies. But they won't actually tell you that. They'll just like, Agent Orange trying to stop our Muslim brothers who all are murdering each other, all the Middle East and failed states, as you hop around on a stage weighing like 900 pounds bitching because the big corporations have trained you to be rebellious and to dumb people down so they can be prepared for prison. And Trump's trying to stop all that. You can't stand it. Now let's go to another idiot. Let's go to John Oliver attacking yours truly with some intros of him saying Trump would never be president. Back after 2 months, not even knowing he'd have his job back, to attack me and take what we say out of context, making fun of the fact that I get concerned sometimes that I'm real and making a joke out of it. That's right, buddy. I am real.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
And Trump's sources get even worse, because he also cited an article to support his Muslims on 9/11 claim from InfoWars, a website run by this guy.
We linked to Hillary other newspapers.
Hillary and Obama want to make you poor and pathetic. We have all their white papers.
They turned my face
they
red for this.
You. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. God damn them to hell.
That man.
And they're holding up laugh
Alex
tracks.
Jones.
Tell them to crowd
a
laugh.
That is actually him at his most presentable. That is Alex Jones at a job interview. That's Alex Jones meeting his girlfriend's parents for the first time. Now, in his more outspoken moments, Jones has argued that the government has the ability to control tornadoes, that the Boston Marathon bombing was a false flag attack, and that tap water is a gay bomb, and that they are putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And then there is the Sandy Hook school.
Notice they always follow the same script.
So Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured. I couldn't believe it at first. I knew they had actors there, clearly, but I thought they killed some real kids. And it just shows how bold they are.
Yep.
That they clearly used actors.
Now, that is not just offensive. It's stupid. If the government
had... The talking point is that. I was hit with 1,000 newspapers this week.
There's no way their stage parents would have stopped talking about it. Well, he didn't get the Tide commercial, but he did book a leading role in a government-sponsored false flag attack. It's the same director who did the moon landing.
Yeah, just like all the fake Hillary videos.
Trump is apparently such a fan that Alex Jones himself has said it is surreal to talk about issues here on air.
So this is all the old recycled, approved, twisted BS.
And I would be skeptical of that if Trump hadn't gone on Jones's show and said this.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed,
Great job.
And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
You know what? I guess it makes sense that Donald Trump wants to impress Alex Jones. Why would you want to drain the swamp if not to eradicate all those gay frogs? You stay there.
One good
you
joke.
You stay where you are. This is really dangerous, though.
That's
because
funny.
There is a pattern here. Trump sees something that jibes with his worldview, doesn't check it, half remembers it.
Just the top generals all tell him I'm dead on, that's why.
At which point, it takes on a life of its own and appears to validate itself. Let me try and show you that machine in action.
The gay bomb was a BBC article, by the way.
Millions of people voted illegally.
Put gay bomb on BBC, London Guardian.
From some dude on Twitter who claimed in November, while providing no evidence, we have verified more than 3 million
votes. The gay bomb was a BBC headline.
Citizens. The next day, InfoWars picked that up, and it spread like jet fuel.
The Guardian was the one. Yeah, the Guardian had the headline, Gay Bomb itself.
By multiple
actors, Gay Bomb.
But despite that, days later, President-elect Trump started tweeting about millions of illegal votes and serious.
All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the fourth hour, InfoWars.com. They're desperate, aren't they? He doesn't get they're also discredited. That when he attacks me, the little bit of audience he's got thinks I must be great. Visit Jesus. I mean, there's a reason we're just exponentially rising, and they still haven't figured it out yet. That's how arrogant they are.
Riots have now become the norm in some suburbs of France, and it has now become a focal point in the French presidential campaign. It's been a week of social unrest along the edges of the French capital, mostly after a story of a man was allegedly sodomized by police with a truncheon, which led to violent protests that have led to chaos and destruction. People in Paris are saying it feels like the 2005 riots again, where 6,000 people were arrested after weeks of fierce rioting. 11 protesters were arrested last night, who vandalized bus shelters and torched cars. This brings the number of those arrested for rioting close to 50 since the alleged rape of the 22-year-old male, who is only being identified as Theo. On Friday in France, police thwarted an imminent terror attack on French soil, arresting 4 who were said to be plotting ISIS-directed terror attacks in France with powerful explosives. This all certainly shakes things up for the upcoming French presidential election on April 23rd, with Le Pen surging, Hollande clinging to political life, and Macron calling out Russian influence as fake news. This is Owen Schroyer for InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be with.
All right, I'm going to host this segment a little bit the next and get David Knight in here taking over in the fourth hour. I got a lot I didn't get to yet. I'm going to have to shoot some special reports for Nightly News tonight. I've got really huge news on Rens Priebus and what's going on. I mean, I covered most of it. I have a tendency to do that. But I have a lot more I'm going to add to it. We're going to have some articles out tomorrow. Again, we're powerful because we're outside. We're the people. I don't care about their stupid red carpets, their stupid idiocy in D.C. That's all the pretend Hollywood. I could have had the real Hollywood. You couldn't pay me to be part of that. It's horrible. I was out there a couple weeks ago, and I just was swearing I'd never go back out there again. But Joe's got a big show, and I like Joe Rogan, so I went. And I don't just say that to act cool. It's horrible. It's horrible being in movies. It's horrible being in D.C. It's horrible going to dinners with a bunch of mummies that want to feel important when they're the establishment failed culture. We're the future. I only care about Trump because the whole enemy system hates him. He's trying to save the country. He understands what a big joke it is. He's trying to take power away from Washington, move it to his place in New York and Florida, and just basically piss on the whole thing. It's beautiful. And it's just absolutely crazy to watch everybody fawn around the people that are around Trump. He had to pull from a pool of people that were already in Washington. These are sycophants, most of them. That's why he went and got Rex Tillerson from a major corporation and people from the military. because he wanted outsiders that were not part of the swamp. But you cannot, I get you have a guide to take you into the swamp and show you where the bodies are buried, but you can't ever trust people like that. You can't do it. And take this attack from John Oliver. Only the weakest-minded people watch a John Oliver or a Saturday Night Live and think being laughed at is like by traitors or by scum or by outsiders here, you know, carpetbaggers trying to tell us how to live our lives, and that hurts. That's a good thing. See, I'm not 5 years old. Being laughed at by scum with a audience, being told when to laugh, is amazing. It's so enjoyable. It's so delicious. Not from a masochistic point of view, not from, you know, it's funny. Because I've seen that attack, let's not exaggerate, 1,000 times the last week, the Sandy Hook stuff out of context. The people said, do you think this tornado was sent by Obama? No, they can create storms and tornadoes. That's on the Weather Channel, but I don't think this was staged. Oklahoma gets hit by a lot of tornadoes. That turns into, I say Obama sent a tornado. Notice they don't show a clip of that. Or I go through hypotheticals like, I can see how this could be totally staged because there's green screens and everything else, but maybe I don't. But then I see the other people on the other side. I was talking about a debate they just had the night before on the nightly news when people saying the whole story of Sandy Hook's true versus none of it's true. And they were just waiting, watching where I played devil's advocate on both sides. You can actually go out on the web. I'm criticized for saying something probably did happen at Sandy Hook. We just don't know what because Anderson Cooper got caught putting a bunch of fake stuff out. But they never challenged that. They build a straw man and then put it out and then say, oh, another straw man. Trump's getting it from Alex Jones that illegals vote. It's been known for decades, illegals and dead people, people voting for dead people's names. I saw a sick joke on InfoWars last week when my grandmother died. I did a memorial video for her, and I saw the sick joke, but it was true. She'll be voting Democrat next year. And she did vote Republican, and it's true. She'll be voting. You know what? I'm going to check that and make sure that Benny Grace Hammond does not vote Democrat. And, you know, that's how we handle this. Everybody in our family that dies that we love, don't let people steal their identities. Because now the Democrats pick this fight. The investigations are finding people voting illegally all over. Illegals voting, others voting. They're being caught with lists. They're now ratting out Democrats above them. So get ready for all the indictments to start, since none of it exists. Yeah, Trump got it from me. First they say I'm discredited, lie about what we say, take it out of context, and then connect it. Oh, and they get the info from Alex with no proof. And it builds me up, but it's based on a lie. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Riots have now become the norm in some suburbs of France, and it has now become a focal point in the French presidential campaign. It's been a week of social unrest along the edges of the French capital, mostly after a story of a man was allegedly sodomized by police with a truncheon, which led to violent protests that have led to chaos and destruction. People in Paris are saying it feels like the 2005 riots again, where 6,000 people were arrested after weeks of fierce rioting. 11 protesters were arrested last night, who vandalized bus shelters and torched cars. This brings the number of those arrested for rioting close to 50 since the alleged rape of the 22-year-old male, who is only being identified as Theo. On Friday in France, police thwarted an imminent terror attack on French soil, arresting four who were said to be plotting ISIS-directed terror attacks in France with powerful explosives. This all certainly shakes things up for the upcoming French presidential election on April 23rd, with Le Pen surging, Hollande clinging to political life, and Macron calling out Russian influence as fake news. This is Owen Schroyer for InfoWars.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me, heavens why. You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I got to get on the horn here. I'm not bragging, but to talk to the New York Times about the Sol Rentz-Priebus thing, and a lot of other stuff, but I want to hear what David has to say. I want to just ask him briefly his perspective on what's currently happening, because he's a smart guy and I respect his view. But all of us should be asking this question that I'm about to ask him. But first off, I want to crystallize something here that's the most important thing I probably said today. And that's this. InfoWars doesn't need acceptance by the mainstream media or by Donald Trump or by the Republican Party or Democratic Party. They're all about how you seek acceptance, how you do what they say, how you go along with them, and then you end up having success. That's called a tyranny. That's called a cult. And Joy Vilas, wearing that beautiful dress that said, Make America Great Again, whether you love Trump or hate him, was an act of resistance against Hollywood and the music industry that is totally centralized and completely cultic and bullying. And the fact that she looks so classically feminine is something they've banned. They don't like that either. So it's a serious act of rebellion in such a controlled society, as George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So when I make the point that we are the new counterculture, as Paul Watson's been making, we've known this for a while, but it's completely evident. And so when we sit here and we criticize stuff going on in the Trump administration, it's not so we're involved and we're in the middle of it. It's so we save the country and watch Trump's back and expose what's happening and document what the globalists are doing. And the New York and D.C. and that whole establishment, L.A. establishment, needs to know we already have bigger audiences than you. We are the future. We are America. And we don't say that in some contest with you. We say that so you know. And so your audience knows, and so your final minions know that haven't fully woken up, that we've already beaten you. Do you understand that? We We've already beaten you. Now, how far this war goes on, I don't know. I've been on here 20 plus years. I never said we've beaten you. I said we were way behind before. But we had the culture of liberty. We could defeat you. People stood up and spoke out. We did. And all over the world, everything you're doing is in retreat right now. And people are now studying how systems work, and there's going to be no going back. There'll still be corruption. There'll still be problems. But you don't have the high hand anymore. You don't have the initiative. You don't have the strength. You don't have the will. The tide has turned and reversed against you in a seismic mega shift, or the fourth turning that David talks about so much. And so our listeners need to know that. That's why they're calling us all KKK and trying to bully us, because they're so scared that slaves mentally that they control of every color, of every race, of every region are going to break out of this. If you're a global corporate government robbing everybody that's tax exempt above the law, how do you dominate? Classic divide and conquer. Look at how the British controlled countries. And we're just going to laugh at them and move forward with an open culture of freedom. And where men are men and women are women. And if you want to be a tranny, that's your business. You're not going to teach our kids that. We're going to live our lives and teach our kids like we want. Get out of our lives, cult. All of this globalism is just a destabilizing cult. Everything they do is meant to turn us into gibbering idiots. So I want to say it, and it's important. I don't want Hollywood. I don't want DC. I don't want to be around all the weird peacocks that are the New World Order. I want freedom and human destiny, and we are coming out of Babylon. We are coming out of the New World Order. We don't want the mega churches. We don't want to be look like we're the establishment. We don't want to impress our stupid neighbors. We want to love them and free them. So that's what I'm getting at. I'm not like Rents Priebus and all the rest of those people that are a bunch of bootlickers. Let's say buttlickers of the establishment. We're not in your paradigm. You understand? We're here to overthrow your paradigm. And you know that, don't you? But I want the audience to know that. People like this idiot, John Oliver, laughing at InfoWars. They mean to make you feel bad if you believe some of these same things, out of context, lies, laughing with a laugh track and an audience being told when to laugh. They're doing all of this to, again, make you feel isolated, make you feel alone. Just like they're trying to make the president feel isolated and alone. It's the same psychology of cowards. What they don't know is, we know we're right. We know we're on the right side of history. And we don't care if you say we're alone. We're not alone. And we know we are actually the majority now. And that's why the system's panicking. And we're coming together worldwide to get involved in our governments, to take our systems back, and to promote prosperity, and to not have wars if somebody doesn't start it, and to be good people again. Evil's had its run. But the pendulum has started to swing back. And I want to challenge everybody to break your conditioning, because I keep talking to folks that are the minority of listeners that think this is all a game or a joke. This isn't a game or a joke. And here's my final point. I'm handing the baton to Dave because I got to go. And he can answer my question after I'm gone about if he agrees with me. But do you understand that they know what they're doing? They attack whatever's the strongest point to ridicule it and say it's discredited and say it can't win, because they want to do a mind trick to make you abandon what is the most successful, what is the most truthful, what is the most virile, what is the most powerful. And that's why thousands of articles a week, dozens of national TV shows, hundreds of others lie about InfoWars, about our crew, about myself, about others, the attacks, all the dirt they try to dig up, all their lies, all the stuff you couldn't believe out of James Bond movies, folks, that I've been through. And I'm not crying. I asked for this. But believe me, someday the story will be told. The bigger the attacks get, the more it verifies everything I know. They're doing that because if people adopt InfoWars, which is just pure Americana, honest information, it's over. So they spend all their time laughing and ridiculing, even though it's overthrown them, and even though it's overthrowing more of their systems. They are in full panic because InfoWars is promoting the exact same thing as Stephen Bannon and Trump. It's the return of Americana. It ain't perfect, but it's the real deal. It's pro-human. It's not this seedy, wicked, selfish thing of making you poor to control you. And it scares them to death. So understand, people think I'm being hurt when I'm attacked everywhere. They're only elevating us to because they already know we're so huge, to try to make us the archetype that they can then put a straw man on and defeat to scare everyone else from adopting what they know is the real genuine article. But they're so delusional in their narcissism, they don't understand that people see through them and now understand it is the genuine article and it's actually blown up in their face. And I can't believe they're doubling down again and supercharging InfoWars with daily attacks, because if we thought 85 million was big for the election, we could be at 100 million a week within a year. History's happening. These people are jokes. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your prayers and support. Now more than ever, we stand with you. Please stand with us, because this is spiritual and it's also economic. A war's happening. It's here and you are the front lines. David Knight.
Alex, and as you're talking about this, the attacks on InfoWars, attacks on you, of course, we see this relentless attack at Saturday Night Live. I want to talk about that in a moment, but let me go back and look at somebody who has been on both sides. Jim Webb was in the Reagan administration. He was Assistant Secretary of the Navy, or Secretary of the Navy. I forget his exact title. But then he got elected as a Democrat senator. He ran as a Democrat for president in the last election. This is what he has to say. He said, D.C. insiders are trying to personally discredit the Trump administration. Now, I talked earlier today about the latest person in the crosshairs, Mike Flynn. But, of course, they've been after Bannon for a couple of weeks. They've come after now Stephen Miller. They're going after Mike Flynn. All the people who are core in terms of agents of change are being attacked relentlessly by the press. And one of the tools that they use, of course, is ridicule, because that's Saul Alinsky's tactic. You know, his rules for radicals, one of the key one of those is ridicule. But let's look at what Jim Webb has to say. He said, well, you know, there's a campaign going on the Hill, in the media, in academia, to personally discredit not only Donald Trump, but the people who are around him. Notice that they're not coming after Reince Priebus. The mainstream media is pretty much leaving him alone. He's a serious guy, they say. You know, he's a real person. He's the guy that needs to keep all the rest of these people in line. Because the other people that they don't like, especially you look at what they did with Bannon, and they've attacked him in multiple ways because he has a strategic vision. As Alex pointed out, he understands, and he's been attacked recently now for his understanding of the fourth turning, a history book and a documentary that he did about it a few years ago. He is a strategic thinker. He understands that we are at a strategic turning point in our history, and that's what that book points out. A couple of historians pointed out they went back 500 years in English and American history, showing a repeating pattern. He understands we're at a major turning point, and we have to make sure this turns the right way. Stay with us. We'll tell you what that's about when we come right back.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Well, the union's a big business man, and it's going out as a dinosaur.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. As I look at one of the articles that's up on InfoWars.com by Dan Lyman, he talks about how the Make America Great Again dress girl dominates the charts after, listen to this, a 54 million percent increase in sales. 54 million percent. Okay? Now, this is a 2014 album that she had. I Make the Static. They say currently sits atop Amazon's Movers and Shakers chart, where she also owns the second through the sixth slots as well. So the first six slots are hers in terms of the Movers and Shakers. Now, she's someone who racially is Italian, African-American, and Choctaw Indian. And Twitter's users point out the stark contrast between the violent outrage generated by her dress and the non-reaction to actress Victoria Roll when she wore an Obama dress to the Emmys in 2009. We have something going on here. And, you know, when I look at this dam that is overflowing in California, of course, there's many things we could say about that. The inability of the California government to do anything real to protect its citizens, to even provide a decent infrastructure. But when you look at what's happening with this, and you look at this 54 million percent increase in sales, when I saw these two articles on my desk, you know, I thought, what we have going on here is we've actually got the elites are being flooded. They cannot resist this, just like they can't stop this dam. This is a flood of support, 54 million percent increase. They're trying to swim against the tide. They're trying to swim against a dam that is bursting. That is what's going on in culture right now. And at the time all of this is happening, at the time we see John Oliver coming out and ridiculing and taking comments out of context with Alex Jones, we see Saturday Night Live coming after Trump relentlessly, they're losing. As a matter of fact, the New York Times, of all people, did a review, said Saturday Night Live targets Trump again with a hint of exhaustion. In other words, this is getting pretty tired. Your comedy is getting pretty tired. It's not really very funny. This is Alec Baldwin in his 17th appearance as a host, and most of those have been his impersonation of Donald Trump. But here's the interesting thing about it. You know, we talk about Hollywood. It's really Hollyweird. It is so weird. And you've got these, now all of these men in the Trump administration that they're trying to ridicule. They've got all these female actresses doing cross-dressing. I guess that's how they get their kicks. And there you can see Melissa McCarthy dressed up as Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary. So that's how they get their kicks. Melissa McCarthy dresses up as Sean Spicer. Rosie O'Donnell dresses up as Steve Bannon. You got Kate McKinnon dressing up as Attorney General Jeff Sessions. If only they could, if only they could have power, they think, or if only they could be men, or if only they could just dress up as men. And then you've got the icing on the cake. You've got Alec Baldwin, who gets to play a real man for a change instead of his usual self. He gets to play Donald Trump. So that's the little fantasy land that they're living in. But even the New York Times, says this is getting a bit tired. Says there was a sense of exhaustion of, quote, how long can we keep this up? And they said that is really what's going on with this. And they have to understand that they're not changing anything. And it's getting really, really pretty tired. You're going to have to do more than have female actresses dress up like male administration figures. But understand what is going on with this. As I mentioned, they're coming after Steve Bannon. They're coming after Stephen Miller. They're coming after Mike Flynn. They're coming after everybody who is a real agent of change in the Trump administration. And you know what they were doing with Steve Bannon when Rosie O'Donnell was dressing up as him? It was interesting because it all happened at about the same time. They put him on the magazine cover of Time magazine. They put him on there, oh, he's the real power behind the throne. Then they put him on Saturday Night Live, and then they portray him as the Grim Reaper in Time magazine. What they're obviously trying to do is to say that he's the real power behind the throne and try to create friction and division within the administration. Try to make Trump upset with him or to get jealous with him. They even said on the Hill, Bannon flies too close to the sun. His wings are going to melt, I guess. They understand that Steve Bannon is the real threat to them. Steve Bannon understands, as I pointed out in the last segment, he really understands that we are at a turning point right now. And this is based on the work of Strauss and Howe, who did the fourth turning. They did some other generational things. As a matter of fact, they're the people who coined the term millennials. They have seen a generational cycle that has been repeated throughout American and English history for about 500 years. And now Europe is synced up with it and most of the rest of the world because we have a global communication cycle here. So this is a cycle that is synced up. This is a cycle that about every 70 to 80 years we have American Revolution or Civil War, or we have even with the Russians before they synced up with us. Look at that, was 72 years between the time they had their revolution and the time the wall came down, the communist fell. So he's seen these cycles. And Steve Bannon said, if we deliver on the promises we've made to the American people who have created this flood like this dam in California, if we can deliver on those promises and harness that power, we will transform America for a generation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have the new product at InfoWarsLife.com, BioTrue Selenium.
We've had so many requests over the years for selenium, and just recently, we were able to source a certified organic bioavailable selenium from mustard seed extract. When you take selenium in the body, it actually benefits the detoxification systems in your body. It helps balance the thyroid gland. It helps detoxify.
Selenium is another one of those absolute must-haves.
The highest concentration of selenium is in the thyroid gland, but it's actually used all over the body. As a matter of fact, there's 25 genes in the body that are directly dependent upon selenium. So it really is a all-around nutrient that everybody really needs.
I'm taking it now every day. This is so key. BioTrue Selenium is the product, the best selenium that we could bring you. We believe it's the best out there at a very, very low price. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to talk about what's going on here with the attacks on the administration. And also with Betsy DeVos. As Breitbart looks at it, they say, well, she's told us that she's not a supporter of Common Core. Here's 6 ways that she can prove to us that she isn't. I want to talk about what really needs to be done in education. And also, we've got a article. We've had some interesting quotes coming out of this World Government Summit in Dubai. Elon Musk is there talking. And, of course, they brag about the fact that they want to see a convergence of technologies that government uses, that robots, AI, genomic medicine, and biometrics. And if you look at this picture, I've got this article here on my desk, this picture of a robot, a metal man, and between his hands, he has the DNA double helix. And that pretty much says it all. We are in the hands of robots. And, of course, Elon Musk is saying, you need to either merge with machines or become irrelevant. I don't think so. We're not going to see that happen. You know, as I was, well, let me give you fund the operation here, and then I'm going to get back to what Steve Bannon said in terms of the fourth turning and why this is all coming together, why this is so important at this time, and why they want to shut down strategic thinkers like him who really understand what's at stake here. Before we get to that, I want to remind you that we've got Making of the President, 20% off. That's this book by Roger Stone. Great book. 20% off. That's the introductory pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off the introductory pricing. Also, we have back in stock Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. As I mentioned on Friday, that was the first day I tried it because it had been out of stock. When it came back in stock, I got some of it. And my wife and I were using it over the weekend, and she was telling me, you've got to get more of this stuff before it sells out. And we're not on auto ship because I'm not going to have InfoWars ship me stuff for free when I can pick it up here at the warehouse and pay for it here. But we have to be careful that we don't have things run out of stock on us. This is a great product. I really love this. It's now one of my favorites, just like Brain Force is. This has peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, tea tree oil, things like that. It really makes your mouth feel fresh. And I know that with those ingredients, things like iodine, nano silver, tea tree oil in it, and it doesn't have fluoride, of course. We're not going to put fluoride in there. But with those things in there, it fights the bacteria that infect your gums. Keeps your bloodstream clear of that. If you get bacteria in your mouth, if you have poor dental health, especially poor gum health, that is one of the biggest indicators of heart disease. It causes blood clots, other heart issues when you have infected gums, periodontal disease. So this is something that is very important. It's not just something that's going to make your mouth feel fresh with peppermint, but it's, which it does, it has that. And your mouth does feel fresh, but it also fights that bacteria. Very important to get a good toothpaste for your dental health. And again, that's now back in stock after being sold out. Now, what Steve Bannon is telling us, and he was attacked in articles for saying that he has a dark apocalyptic vision of the future. Let me tell you who's got a dark apocalyptic vision of the future. These people who are meeting in a global world summit in Dubai, they envision a future where everybody is under the thumb of government. And of course they say, well, we have to do this in order to serve you. You remember that Twilight Zone episode where the benevolent space aliens come down in the ship? And their motto is, well, we're just here to serve you. We're just here to serve you. And at the end of the episode, a guy gets in the ship and he sees that they have a cookbook to serve mankind. And let me tell you something. You are on the menu. They want to take your lives away. They want to destroy your life, make you dependent on the government. That's one of the other things he's talking about, how we all have to go on a universal basic income. And we have people in both the left and the right side. We have people like Charles Murray, as I've pointed out many times before, who led the push for welfare reform under the Reagan administration, pointing out in his book, Losing Ground, that the welfare state had destroyed people's lives. It had turned them into dependents. It had been very, very counterproductive. And yet he's now one of the people, this economist, who pointed out the problems with a welfare state. He wants to put everybody on welfare. And of course, so does Elon Musk, because they understand that as they gradually replace you, they want you to be susceptible to the soft kill. They want you to just gradually go away so they don't have a war with you. Well, we need to wake people up and we need to tell them that we're not going to go quietly. We are not going to turn into their servants, and they are not going to serve us in that way. But as you look at this, and as we had Jim Webb point out, they're coming after all the key people in the Trump administration. One of the others that they're coming after is Stephen Miller. There's a Breitbart article there talking about how the New York Times is trying to paint him as a far-right gadfly with little policy experience. No, actually, this is a guy who has a great deal of political experience on Capitol Hill. He began as one of the youngest press secretaries on Capitol Hill when he was 22. And then he became advisor to Senator Jeff Sessions. And in that capacity, he helped Senator Sessions become an advisor to Donald Trump. And now they have derailed TPP, as they point out in Breitbart, the wage-slashing globalist trade deal and immigration-expanding legislation. That's what TPP is. He helped lead the fight of that, against that. He helped to educate the public as well as candidate Trump and now President Trump. So one of the first things that Donald Trump did is to kill TPP. And if you want to know who's to thank for that, it's Jeff Sessions and Stephen Miller. Jeff Sessions was one of the earliest people to endorse, if not me, I think he was the first person in Washington to endorse Donald Trump. And it's the only person that he's ever endorsed for president. They say that, as they point out, he's tough and determined populist, but they portray him merely as a bomb-throwing email spammer in the article by the New York Times. So this is very important to understand how they're coming after individual after individual. They point out with him one more thing about him. They say, of course, he helped Senator Sessions to lead the fight against the Gang of Eight immigration bill. And of course, he was leading that fight, and that's largely due to Stephen Miller helping him with that. Then they come after Mike Flynn, General Flynn. The latest charge against Flynn is to say that he made some phone calls and he talked to the Russian ambassador 7 weeks after the election, 3 weeks before the inauguration. They say he was talking to a Russian ambassador. This was president-elect and people that he had talking to them. Now, this was happening as Obama was continually putting out this phony narrative, escalating tensions between Russia and the United States, saying the Russians did everything. The Russians did this, the Russians did that, the Russians hacked our election, blah, blah, blah. Okay? And then throwing out some Russian diplomats for show. So it was against that backdrop. And so you have to ask, they look at it and they say, well, was Flynn trying to interfere with the Obama administration? I turn it around and I say, was Obama trying to interfere with the Trump administration? Because he was doing all of this stuff at the very last minute, putting out this phony narrative about the Russians. And so they say, well, you know, this is very serious. He might have to be punished for interfering with the Obama administration. So I, again, the double standard that we always see. They say that spokesman, and this is information that's being leaked out, as I mentioned in that one-minute report that we did, we're continually seeing information being leaked out that I think is coming from certainly the State Department and insiders, but also when you look at phone conversations that are being leaked out, I think that's coming from the surveillance state, the dark surveillance state. And we've always talked about how if they can, they will blackmail politicians that they don't agree with. And if they can't find something to blackmail them on, they will try to destroy them with innuendo, try to embarrass them. And we've seen that now multiple times against President Trump. We're now seeing it being applied against Flynn. They say U.S. officials, as the Washington Post, said that they're trying to build a case against Flynn using the Logan Act, which they say stems from a 1799 statute, and even the Washington Post says, which has never been prosecuted. Nobody has ever been prosecuted under the Logan Act. Officials cited political sensitivities. They say prominent Americans in and out of government are so frequently in communication with foreign officials that singling out one individual, particularly one poised for a top White House job, would invite charges of political persecution. You bet they would. And think about this. Prominent Americans in and out of government are so frequently in communication with foreign officials. Well, when would that happen? Well, that would happen at places like Davos. That would happen at places like Bilderberg, wouldn't it? Of course, we have brought up that point going back to 2012. New American did an article talking about the Logan Act in the context of Bilderberg and saying that this is a true violation of the Logan Act. And they quoted at the time Alex Jones, who in the 2012 Bilderberg meeting that was in Chantilly, Virginia, said government officials meeting and discussing policy with private interests in secret or with representatives of other governments is a violation of the Logan Act. Alex Jones pointed that out in 2012. The New American did an article on it, talking about the fact that at Bilderberg, you have these people meeting in secret. And who are they? Media magnates, titans of industry, top bankers, influential politicians, royalty, nobility, prominent academics, military and intelligence chiefs, and many other members of the globalist elite. So, and just that year, 2012, there are 50 Americans in attendance, all of them extraordinarily influential. For years, they pretended that this didn't happen. And then they pretended that, well, there's actually nothing really going on in Bilderberg. When we were there in Copenhagen, we got footage, actually my wife got the footage of Ed Ball trying to come in through a side entrance, and he didn't have his pass with him. And he was all flustered. You should know who I am. I'm the shadow chancellor of the exchequer in Britain. And you should let me in. And, you know, why are you shaking me down for ID and everything? Well, he kept going through stuff. And so then he starts going through. He had a roll-on, carry-on luggage that was on wheels with him. And he takes that carry-on flight bag, and he starts to look through it. And he opens it up, thinking, well, maybe I put it in here. And as he did, the thing opened up and spilled out. And you could see that in that carry-on flight bag that he was taking into the hotel where they were having the meeting, there wasn't any clothes, there wasn't any toothpaste, none of our InfoWars toothpaste, Super Blue or anything. No, didn't have any of that. That entire suitcase was filled with paperwork. And they just want to say, this is just an informal meeting where we're getting to know people who are movers and shakers. There's no real business being conducted here in secret between people who are trying to push back against any particular policy or trying to cut deals with themselves. For their companies, or nothing like that is really going on. There's nothing going on here. Well, she got that picture of him as all of that stuff, literally as he spilled the beans and the suitcase full of paperwork. Because of course he's not going to put it on something that's electronic because he knows they can hack it. There we go. There's a picture. Great job, guys. I tell you, we got a great crew here. They're right on top of this. There he is. The whole thing spilled out. He's on the ground going through his stuff. And, you know, interestingly enough, shortly after that, they had an election in Britain, and he was the highest ranking official who lost. This is a guy who said he was on the side of labor, and there he is with stacks of paper working with these crony capitalists at Bilderberg for globalism against the individuals there. So, you know, we got that picture of Ed, and we know that that's what's going on. And so what does the Logan Act say? It says, well, in the United States, any citizen of the United States without authority of the U.S. government, directly or indirectly, commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or any agent thereof. Oh, they were filled with people like that in Bilderberg. With the intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government or officer or agent, whatever, in regard to any disputes or controversies, do you think that those people there get together and try to subvert our laws, to subvert our constitution, to try to establish global structures? Of course they do. They want to get rid of the United States government. They want to get rid of the sovereign governments of Europe. It was at Bilderberg that they came up with a plan for European integration, that they said we're going to have a common currency called the euro back in 1955. So, of course, they do that kind of stuff. Absolutely, they do that kind of thing. But they've never prosecuted anybody under the Logan Act. And so they say, yeah, it'd be kind of hard to get Flynn, but we'll try. We'll try to get Flynn. We'll try to, even though we've never prosecuted anybody since 1799 under this law. Of course, remember, there were other infrequently used laws that the left used. Obama, the 1917 Espionage Act, he sent more journalists and whistleblowers to jail using that obscure act that was done 100 years ago. He sent more people, prosecuted more people under that law than all the other presidents in the 100 years before him combined. And then, of course, he took the Antiquities Act, and he used that to take tens of millions of acres of land throughout the country, saying, well, we're going to now declare that to be a national monument. We're going to take half of a state and declare that it's some kind of a monument. No, they abuse laws like that. That's precisely what they do. So we have to understand that this is where they're going, and we have to understand that they're focused on people who are real movers and shakers. Now, there's one other person that they're focused on, that they're really upset about, and that's Betsy DeVos, the education pick, Donald Trump. And I'm still not really sure about Betsy DeVos. I know why they're upset with her. They're upset about the charter school issue. And I have my concerns with charter schools as well. I was always for anything that I thought would give people more choice. But if you look at it closely, you can see that it really does kind of enable crony capitalism. We've seen that happen, and there's an excellent documentary, and I've talked to the filmmaker Mark Hall multiple times here. It's called Killing Ed, and they take a look at the very worst case, even worse than crony capitalism, and that is the Fethullah Gulen schools that are operating in the United States and getting $500 million of government money. So we have to be concerned about how charter schools are run, and understand that when we look at education, we look at the Department of Education and the government's role in education, you always have a situation between the Republicans and the conservatives and the Democrats and liberals on the other hand. The Democrats think that government can do no wrong, that corporations can do no right. And many libertarians think just the opposite. They think that government can do nothing wrong and that corporations, government can do nothing right and that corporations can do nothing wrong. And that gets us into this situation of charter schools. The reality is, I think we need to get government out of education, especially at the federal level. There's absolutely no reason for us to have government involved at the federal level. And so there were two issues with Betsy DeVos. The Democrats hate her because of the charter school issue. But people on the right were very concerned about whether or not she supported Common Core. And as Breitbart points out, she announced as she was nominated that she absolutely did not support Common Core. But the issue was that she had funded and supported organizations that were avid proponents of Common Core. So what Breitbart is saying, okay, now that you're sworn in, you can do something to show us, and here's six things that you can do to tell us that you don't support Common Core. Number one, you can assure states that they can repeal Common Core without being penalized by the federal government. So it'd be the first thing. Say, we're not going to penalize you if you push against this. Number two, issue guidance that says that every student succeeds act provision that gives educational secretary power over state curricula is not enforceable because we have a constitution that pushes back against that. You could also say we want to have local control of education before we address the school choice issue. We need to understand that virtually the president, virtually everybody in Congress right now, I was educated without a Department of Education at the federal level. Think about that. Most people in this country over a certain age were educated without a Department of Education. As a matter of fact, the founders were educated without any government school. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I only get back to this article on Breitbart by Dr. Susan Berry, talking about six things that Betsy DeVos can do to show us that she is not a supporter of Common Core, that she is not a supporter of big government, of centralized control over education. It's very important that that be rolled back. We're talking about having massive strategic change. Take a look at these people, these kids in the street who have been totally brainwashed, kept captive by this educational system. I call them the progressive trogs, you know, the prog trogs. They're troglodytes, cave dwellers. Go back to the analogy, Plato's analogy of the cave where they're, he imagined a situation like we would have with a projector today where they, hey, imagine we got a fire and we got little shadow puppets that are being made and you got these people that are chained into a cave and all they know is the propaganda that they've received all their life. And then you turn them out in the streets to go riot and block the roads. That's our educational system. In a nutshell, these prog trogs. So we need to talk about how dangerous education is, how they have used it as a tool for social revolution. And, of course, that's what these guys did with the Weather Underground when they stopped bombing buildings and went into education. They understand how powerful that is. Before we get to that, real quickly, let me fund the operation here. We've got Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that is now back in stock after being sold out for months. And as I mentioned, I tried it for the first time last week, and it is something that everybody in my family really loves. It makes your mouth feel much fresher than any of the commercially available toothpaste that you find at Walmart or the grocery stores do. And I know from the ingredients in there that this is something that is really going to fight bacteria and gum disease. So it makes your mouth feel fresh with peppermint oil, but it's got things like iodine, nano silver. Do you think you can find any other toothpaste with nano silver on it in the market? Not any of the natural toothpaste. No, you're not going to find that. As well as things like tea tree oil. All of these things are very important in terms of fighting bacteria, in terms of fighting gum disease, which is pointed out as a key issue in many heart disease symptoms that will come up in terms of blood clots, heart attacks, other things like that. So that's a great thing for your health, a great thing for your family. Try that. I guarantee you, if you try this toothpaste, you're going to love it just like my family does. Also, we have Making of the President by Roger Stone. It's now 20% off the introductory price at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to this article about Betsy DeVos and the problems that we have in education. And folks, we're going to lose the culture war. We're going to lose our country if we allow the liberals to control education and if we have central control of education out of Washington. That was something that was put in by Jimmy Carter. As I pointed out, there's a lot of people who are in control of the government right now. The way you need to talk to them is say, hey, you managed to get an education without having a Department of Education. Maybe the rest of us could do that as well. But here are the key things. And this is in this article, they say, tell the states that they can repeal Common Core without a penalty from the federal government. And they point out, she says, President Trump and DeVos should not and cannot tell the states to repeal Common Core. They shouldn't be the ones to decide. So we don't want to see, we don't want to see them dictating a different agenda to the states. We want to just get them out. And understand too that they can make common cause with many of the teachers who are so upset about the charter school issue on Common Core. You could make common cause with them because it's not just parents who hate Common Core. It's the teachers who hate it. And then tell them that the educational secretary is not going to enforce, doesn't have the power to enforce dictates on your curriculum. Put forward a plan to eliminate the Department of Education. If you're serious about the Constitution, if you really want to do this, this has already been introduced by a representative from Kentucky. Representative Thomas Massey put out a bill to eliminate the Department of Education. He said neither Congress nor the President, through his appointees, has the constitutional authority to dictate how and what our children must learn. Absolutely. Amen to that. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.